Hey everybody, it's A Squad. We're here on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So normally I like to introduce this as another podcast, but now I figured for April Fool's Day I would be sincere. Thanks for joining us.
Nice.
I didn't know what to do, how to start it up, because I always joke around with it anyway.
Yeah, man. That's actually an appropriate thing, considering you introduce us as like a fake show every time.
I know, yeah. I know.
To be like just regular.
Mm-hmm. It's a nuanced approach. I like it.
Very meta.
Yeah, we're here. We're here again. Joining us as a regular, pretty much now. Max Barracuda's here.
Yeah, we're not gonna ask what your name is anymore. We know.
You heard regular.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. There you go. Regular.
I bypassed the M&M.
We'll get you the smoking jacket for the club.
Sweet. Fizz.
As everyone knows, we're gonna start off with what we're playing. I'll go first. I actually had the chance to purchase a extremely discounted Wii U.
Really?
Yeah, $150.
And?
I mean, it looks great Mario. In a box.
Yeah.
No, like what games?
I got Mario because it's Mario. You know, Nintendo.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got Mario to do it. I got to say, it's the same game as it was when it came out on Super Nintendo.
That's what I've been hearing. But did that come with the system?
No, nothing came with the system.
Nothing
so
comes with
I got
the system?
I got the Wii U at an incredible discount, $150. So I decided.
What's the initial price of that shit?
It's like $490.
Are they out of
my
fucking mind?
I think it's it might be $400 now.
I'm sorry, Nintendo, you lost me.
Is that battery powered? Or is it like you just plug it in?
No, same thing as regular consoles. Oh, do you mean the controller itself? It's charged. It's chargeable.
Chargeable?
Just like a regular. Well, I have the chargeable controllers for all my systems, like the Xbox One.
Do you still have to use the wand and the nunchuck?
Yeah. Yep.
This sounds exhausting.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like you have enough hands. Yeah, like, it's like Goro could use this.
Well,
shit.
I mean,
I don't have to be changing controllers.
Well, for example, the Mario game, I can use either or. So I use the
the actual controller.
The pad. No, I use the pad itself so that I can switch back. It's convenient to be able to play it on the pad when, like, my wife wants to watch TV or something, but it's the same game. It's the same fucking game as it was when I was 8 years old. So nothing's changed.
It must play, like, new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
The game, new Super Mario Brothers.
It is the new Super Mario Brothers. All the powers are back. They got, like, an acorn thing.
Wait, is this the one that I have that we played a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's the Wii U one. It's, like, number two or whatever.
It's the same game they just popped out, though, right? It's, like, we find the same
It's the
levels.
Same shit. Yeah, it's the same
and
shit.
And I'm guessing they have to co-op.
Yeah, there's come on, guys. It's Mario. There's turtles. There's Goombas. Come on. There's Bowser.
We've literally played that at my Christmas party when like 09 or 010 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it's back for Wii U. It's not that inventive.
I don't get Nintendo. You made huge waves with Mario Galaxy.
Right.
The two Mario Galaxies are super high rated games. Why are you wasting your time on throwbacks? Already been there.
Those are 9.4 and higher on all the websites.
Exactly. So instead, we're just going back to novelty. We're going back to just what we've seen a billion times before.
You know what I wanted to see? I was discussing with Giant Shock before the show. I want to see Marvel Madness come back. Remember Marvel Madness?
Made for that.
Yeah, you could do something fun with that. Why do you got to come out with the
same
old
shit? I'm shocked
that
hasn't already come out like on an iPad or the phone like as an app already. Like
I'm pretty sure I could get it on my phone.
Maybe not that particular game, but yeah, we could probably get something like that.
I read a Penny Arcade strip that gave you the best idea. Like I know you guys probably weren't into Dungeons and Dragons or anything.
Penny Arcade is awesome. And yeah, I played Dungeons and Dragons.
But I like
Dragons.
That shit. I mean, I played Magic the Gathering.
I played the one with the video.
You know how D&D works. You got the people around the table. One guy's a dungeon master and his shit's all shielded off and he makes all the choices. And
yeah.
Why not make a multiplayer Dungeons and Dragons where the dungeon master gets the Wii U pad and he has control over the world? He could throw shit at you and like you have to fight, roll your stats, whatever. Like utilize the system for...
You could do that. I mean, this would be the only system that you could really do it with.
But then you have to have, like, four people with their DSs as well?
No, you play it on the screen.
On the screen?
On the TV. It's just the guy who's got the Wii U
controller. See, Nintendo put out some screenshots, not actual of gameplay footage, but of the new Smash Brothers universe that's coming out. That's why I decided to pick it up. And
that
then
might be worth it.
Somebody offered it to me for $150, so I pounced on it.
There's going to be a new Smash Bros. Game coming out soon?
It's yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. It looks good.
No.
I mean, obviously, they call it Smash Bros. Universe. I don't know who else they can fit into that, but into the game at this point.
Well, look at what they did with the last one. They introduced characters that weren't even theirs. Solid
yeah, they
Snake,
just buy the
Sonic
right,
the Hedgehog.
They just buy the rights to just cool stuff in general. Like, there's no reason why they can't have I don't know, like TV show guys, right?
Like Laura Croft or something.
Yeah, look what
it's a PlayStation. That's
right. Well, look at PlayStation All Stars. They did multi-platform characters. Yeah. You got a big daddy in there. You can play that on Xbox.
Well, I'm saying like. What about just like TV shows too? Like get like Jack from Lost.
I think
like,
they're not going to do that.
They're going to want to probably stick with the video game world. That's the whole point of the game.
They're not going to have Herman Munster.
it'd be fun if Herman Munster popped out.
It would.
This round, Mario, Yoshi versus Dexter.
Yo, he would be too real.
It's just Mario strapped to a table.
Yeah, the level starts and Mario is strapped to a table and he has like all the pictures of Goombas that he stomped out over the years.
And you really got to jiggle those weed nunchucks to get out.
You can't escape from that.
Okay, I think I just sold myself on this guy.
Yeah. By the way, that's the third time this week I've gotten to fit Herman Munster in a conversation.
Nice.
Keep it we're going.
Yeah.
Darn.
Or go old school. Go like how was that movie? Wreck-It Ralph did. Like go Frogger, Qbert. Like get those characters. I'm sure they're up for sale. Like.
Yeah, I guess you could do Qbert. What am I going to do with Qbert, though? I'm going to grab people with nothing?
I want less cutesy characters.
How about Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph would be a great addition. Yeah.
Even though I heard that Nintendo was the big holdout for most of that movie.
Well, they had Bowser.
You'll notice Mario isn't in there.
No,
I don't get why they would give Bowser. I know Mario's sacred and everything, but you're going to give some of your characters, but it's not like they're making fun of them at all.
Who cares? You're just allowed to review. You know, be like, yeah, let me review the content before you make like Mario flaming gay or something like that.
You remember the TV show? They made it Captain Lou Albano and the other guy like total like racist Guido Wops.
Yeah,
like,
it was the 80s. You can get away with it.
Yeah, but remember the show was all about them wanting pasta.
Simon Belmont
was the power.
Simon Belmont was definitely
that was Captain and the Game
Master. A little
light
defeat in that game.
That was a different show, but yes, agreed.
Right. I mean, in the time
era. Well, that one, if you remember that show, Mega Man was green.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. And he always said Mega Mega before he like said any line.
Yeah, he was very annoying. He was like the Snarf of
technically, yeah.
Actually, right. Atari just went out of business officially. You can get all their characters.
Were you going to get the guy from Pole Position? Just running around.
Get the stick from Pong.
Pitfall. Get that guy. I don't really know what else is in the tire, to be honest with you. Get Pong.
I think we've hit a wall on that one.
Yeah.
Don't they have any characters?
Space Invaders.
That would be our have a Space Invaders level. That'd be kind of cool.
I would play the level. I don't know if you're going to get any characters out of it.
You want iconic characters.
You want iconic characters. You want to move it ahead a little bit, and you want to get cross-platform games. You want to do more characters from existing games. You want to be able to play as
Dig Dug. Game over. Atari character.
Weren't they already in there?
No, Dig Dug.
No,
right?
Ice Climbers is what.
Ice Climbers.
I'd like to see Dig Dug show up.
Progressive. We're in a new age of video games.
Yeah, retro is coming back.
Retro is now what we consider retro now is what was modern when we were kids. So like, yeah. You could get Ridley from Metroid, make it playable. I would play that character.
Okay.
You could do what's. A bunch of N64 titles.
Hey, you know what? I don't think Little Mac has ever made it into that game, has he?
He's no. He's in the last one, Melee, but he's one of those like pop on screen characters.
Yeah. Like the Pokemon.
King Hippo and Little Mac should be in there. Yeah. I mean, they're basically their game is all fighting anyway. Like, there's no reason why they're not in the game.
I would love Little Mac to be a character.
I'd like to see Mike Tyson show up.
Just call him Mr. Dream.
And he throws tigers at you. Tigers and bad decisions.
Bad choices.
He gets carried in by pigeons.
He punches you in the face and you got a silly looking tattoo on your face. You can't see.
That's his fatality. He does the hangover punch.
I'm not playing that, by the way, this week. I'm playing the Mario U. It's
not
great. I mean,
have you actually taken it out of the box, dusted it off, and
yeah, I mean I'm fully playing it, but it's one of those games I could walk away from at any time.
Doesn't sound like enough to keep interest going.
No, I seriously bought it hoping that, you know,
you'd be like, this is awesome, everyone's wrong.
Nah. I just knew that Smash Bros. Was coming out and that Wii U was thrown into my face. So I was like, alright, you know, I'll pick it up. It's probably going to sit on the shelf for a long time. You can surf the internet on a little bit, but I mean, what can I surf the internet on
when
now?
Did that actually come out, Wii U?
Well,
Christmas, right before Christmas.
Quietly made an appearance around Christmas.
Yeah.
That wasn't, like, there was no one waiting on lines for that. Yeah, there were nothing.
They showed a whole bunch of cool shit in the commercial that you can't really do. Yeah, the golf looked cool. I guess
golf?
You get to put,
oh,
yeah,
God.
You put the pad on the ground, you set the ball, and then you shoot it with the nunchuck.
I just want to play a fucking video game.
I know.
I mean, dude, just go to the driving range at that point. Like,
I also wanted to
do all the motions of hitting a golf ball.
It cost you a lot less.
I also got pretty excited about the DC game Injustice. It's going to be the first fighter that they have, and instead of having to pause it and get familiar with the combos and the special moves and whatnot, it actually appears on the screen. I thought that would be pretty
cool. Well, like screen, like controls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that would be cool until I realized whoever I'm playing against is at a large disadvantage because they don't have one of those fucking pads. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't care about it. Well, frankly, single player.
I don't think I'd play that on a Wii U.
Well, I thought it would be cool that the list would be showing up, and then
the controls just suck on systems like that.
I know.
If I'm playing a fighting game, I want my familiar control configuration.
You at least need like 6 buttons. At least, because you need the weak, mid, and high power.
Well, I could get that game and within 20 minutes know almost every special move on an Xbox controller and a PlayStation controller.
All characters.
A Wii U controller?
Yeah.
No.
All the characters in these games generally have a set that I found that correlates with Street Fighter somehow. Like, I'll try the Ryu first. Just, if Batman doesn't throw his Batarang, then I'll try back forward. And if back forward works, I'm like, all right, he's got that guy.
Here's where your strategy falls apart is this game is developed by NetherRealm, who created Mortal Kombat, who doesn't follow that control scheme. Their special moves are like back forward punch or...
Yeah. But, like, I played DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Was it?
I wonder if it'll be the same mechanics.
I'm positive it will be.
Flash was great.
That game
Flash
played
the best
fun.
Character.
I actually just saw a guy with a tattoo on his his forearm that was downside forward and a fist, and it says forever. Right.
I love this guy.
That's
I wanted to steal that.
Dedication.
Right. Like it was kind of cool, man. It was a little Hadouken.
But like even moves that are Hadouken-esque in Mortal Kombat, it's not. That half circle.
We always call it the Hadouken move, right? Was that the first game or that move to have that particular...
First one I'm aware of.
Yeah, like, well, that's the thing that Street Fighter did, was introduce these kind of mechanics into fighting games.
Because there was like all those Neo Geo games where it was probably a little bit earlier than that, then they basically had all the same move schemes to like... was
it the half circle forward, as far as I remember, is Ryu.
Quarter circle.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know if they originated it, but they definitely made it mainstream.
Coined the phrase. Yeah.
Even to this day, like I'm reading through a game, I'll go, okay, this move is Hadouken Punch. That move is Hadouken Kick.
Back Hadouken.
Backwards Hadouken.
Fei Long. Oh, yeah, well, then you have the Tiger Uppercut. Oh, not the Tiger, but the Shuriken, whatever?
Yeah,
Shuriken Punch. It's forward, down, inside, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess it would be forward, then eighth circle. Right.
Yeah.
Technically,
it's forward, down, down, forward.
No, it's I
that was, one was always
no. It's forward, down, difficult. Side.
It was forward and then the half circle again.
I could do it with my finger right now, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
It was forward, down, and then like the middle part, like the before you get to the side.
Uh huh.
And
this is boring.
I mean, whatever.
I'm bored. Let's turn this podcast off.
Good night, everybody.
All right. DC Universe. It looks fun. I really hope they add a super jump. I'm just throwing that in there.
Gods Among Us? Injustice?
Yeah.
Okay, because DCU is a different thing entirely.
That game sucked.
but didn't you play it forever?
I did. It was one of those heartbreaking things.
It was one of the funniest moments in video game history when I first saw it. When I went over your house, Rise, and you were like, check it out. I'm going to fuck with this guy. And then that guy severely beat you down.
Was that when I attacked that computer?
No, when you attacked
the Green Lantern?
You were attacking a player.
Mm-hmm.
Who you didn't realize he looked like a little dude, had the power to turn into like 4 different giant monsters and pummel you. And you're like flying to the roof of the tallest building and he was there waiting for you.
It's like, give me your outfit.
It
put
was
it on
right.
my wall.
Give me your shoes.
I hope they add a super jump into this because I hate these stubby little jumps in the fighters. Like, give me a nice beefy Marvel Capcom super jump.
You got it. You're dealing with Superman.
But they're not. They don't do it. The last one was just these stubby little jumps.
I hate games like Tekken where when you jump, you float.
It's along the lines of. Well, no, not Tekken. It's the stubby jumps.
Tekken
jump
and
Virtua
had the same shit where like when you jumped, you kind of like floated. Like it wasn't like a clean jump.
Yeah,
but I mean like. Some of these games, they put more focus on a real jump rather than the fly through the air, do 3 flips, and land on your feet jumps.
Max, what are you playing this week? Let's go. Let's add to it.
Well, this week was a little slow, to be honest. I got a lot of projects going. But I did, since I have it, thanks to Gamefly, did decide to give Fable 3 another shot.
That's
because
yucky.
A friend of mine said, hey, the mechanic at the ending, you actually, like the second half of the game, you become king. And he said it was pretty interesting how you do the actually ruling the kingdom mechanics.
That's no friend of yours, homie.
So I dusted it off, played it again. I'm mad at him now because that game's garbage.
Yeah, anyone who suggests Fable 3 is not your friend.
So I will be promptly returning that upon finishing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Moving how long up. Does it take to, for you to get a new game on that?
Just a day or two.
Does that, yeah.
Well, do somebody a big favor and scratch it before
it's
you
happened.
Send it back.
It's happened.
Yeah?
Long enough ago that I hope there's a statute of limitations on it. But, yeah, they got back some scratchy games.
Oh, you think they're listening?
Gamefly is onto us.
Fuck this game.
Giant, what are you playing this week?
Well, Gears of War, I finished it on same with Max Barracuda.
Finally managed to wrap up that insane mode campaign.
And I got almost all the achievements. I went and got all the cog tags, and I have 41 out of 42 declassified missions.
I remember I was playing multiplayer, and we were party chat, and we were talking about that. You were pissed.
I was annoyed because
you got to play through the whole fucking thing again to get one.
No. I could just go to that specific one.
But you don't know what it is.
I know. I could rule out like a bunch of them, but I'm like a couple of them. They're very similar.
You know,
you're on the internet, like trying to figure out which one.
Yeah, you got to be cheesy about it. You got to get a list online.
No, I did do that,
and you got to go. Didn't do that. Didn't do that.
But they're all.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're looking at that one brick wall or whatever, it looks very similar. I'm sure.
Like I could rule some of them out. Like all the levels I got 3 stars in. I'm most likely to the declassified mission because I got 3 stars in it, right?
You kind of need it.
Pretty much. But then there's like, you know, I'm reading what they're all about, and it's like, I do remember playing that, but all the declassified missions are kind of similar in the sense where it's like, use this particular weapon setup. It's like low visibility. Like
Right.
Not so I think I'm just going to try to play it online one more time because there's an achievement for playing a section in a 4-player co-op, right? Okay. So I'm going to try to do that. And get you can just get all the achievements like that. Plus, I didn't realize that because Max Barracuda was playing with me, but he was playing on hardcore. I was playing on insane because he had.
So you don't get the achievement, right?
Well, no, I got the achievement, but I wasn't getting any stars for. I wanted to try to get all 126 stars, and I probably made like 116, 118 somewhere there, but it didn't count because he was on hardcore. I was like, fuck.
How were you guys playing on different levels? How does that work?
Well, I couldn't pick Insane because he had already done a playthrough and earned Insane.
But as multiplayer, you guys were playing on two separate? Or do you mean
you
signed
into
Max's?
It means that I could take a bullet. He can't.
I don't remember seeing that anywhere else.
It became a game of Protect Giant because every time he went down, there was no reviving him.
That's the game in multiplayer that I play, Protect Giant.
You got it, man. No, actually, it's totally reversed.
We'd be stuck on a level for like 20 minutes and be like, Brian, just hang back. And he'd be like, fuck that.
It's actually totally reversed because Dan's a better killer than I am. I just stick in Dan's back and try to watch his back.
Yeah. He is very good at, yo, guy coming up behind us.
Yeah. But yeah. The bane of our existence became like tickers. And
they're very unforgiving because one ticker gets you, you're fucking dead.
Oh, and insane, I'm sure.
You just don't hear what comes.
Insane.
Oh, damn it! Well, I'm hearing and we're like, where is it? It's low visibility. It's fog everywhere. Pete, help!
speaking of Gears, we got a little news showing up with Gears. So let's get into the news. That's a nice fade. That's a nice fade. I like
fades
that.
Make all the difference.
You know, I actually just did that while we were sitting here bullshitting.
I love it. And now it's faded forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gears, last week we were talking about how we miss execution mode, and it's back. It's back. They came out with downloadable content, a brand new map, just one, and execution mode's back. It's a lot of pressure knowing that they're listening to this podcast.
Well, you know, I'm actually going to take a bit out of Max Barracuda's portfolio here, and I was a little annoyed that was about seven, maybe a week, maybe 10 days after the game came out, they have a new map and they have a new game type. When obviously they could have just released it the day of.
But
the
it's
game.
Free, but it was
why
free.
Not? It wasn't free. Only the VIP guys got it like a week before everyone else.
You're mistaken. No. My brother, Full Metal, the cheapest individual on the planet,
he definitely bought the VIP pass. You talked him into it.
He didn't buy it.
He didn't admit
it's free. It's totally free. It's free downloadable content.
Yeah, but even so, like, why not just release it on day of?
There's no point.
Well, execution mode, maybe they were just bugging it out, or maybe they actually heard the billions of people's, maybe not billions.
You think a week made a difference? There's a bug in it. Don't put it in the actual release of the game. They can't just release a patch?
I don't know why it would come out a week later. Maybe people were whining about it a little too much, so they decided to come out with it for free. Maybe they were thinking about coming out with a larger multiplayer pack. And having that in there and have people pay for it.
Because I bet you Gears is going to do it where they're probably going to release a lot of boards real quick because they only released 4 multiplayer boards right off the bat. And we're already within the first 10 days we have one board released.
Do you think they're going to trickle it out or do you think they're going to have
they're going to trickle it out instead of just giving it all to us all at once because they want to make every day a big deal in the Gears universe probably. Instead of giving you the 12, 13 boards straight off the bat and then 2 months later giving you a downloadable pack of 3 or 4 boards, whatever it was. We're going to be okay, we're going to start with 4 boards. And then, every 10 to 15 days, we're going to give you something, a little something, to keep you playing the game. So, they probably
that'd be nice, but then where's my VIP pack rolling into?
Okay.
Why the fuck did I buy that?
I just pulled up the story here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a money thing in a different way. Because the new maps, in particular, are sponsored and presented by Maxim Magazine.
So Maxim's a magazine?
Haven't seen anything about... Oh, dude, they have a great... This has nothing to do with the podcast, by the way, but they have a great iPhone app podcast. Podcast. No,
they have a great podcast.
They have a great iPhone app magazine. Maxim has...
I am lost on what the fuck they have.
Okay.
Do they have a magazine
and
a
podcast app? Maxim Podcast.
Maxim has an app that is the magazine now. It's an online magazine, and it's very interactive. It's a good time. And if you put it over the actual magazine, then the girl in the front of the particular issue dances.
That's kind of funny.
It is fun. It recognizes it, and she dances.
The point of bringing that up is I think it was probably corporate tie-in where Maxim could slap their name on these new maps.
But I haven't seen anything about Maxim on the new maps, so that's a bad corporate tie-in then.
I'm just speculating.
Have you seen anything about Maxim on it?
No, well, the one map, it was a snowboard, and you don't get to, just pick that board. Usually you have to, go.
But have you seen any men's fashion or hot women on that map?
No, I could care less, though, if they want to pimp that out. Because I've been playing the sports games for years, and they literally took to real life. They every week or two.
But I haven't seen any billboard or anything like that.
In Gears. But I'm saying they've already been doing that in the sports games for years. I'm not shocked that it's finally crossed over now to other platforms.
Oh, well, Saints Row, the billboards are actually sponsored by real people, and you can rent billboard space in Saints Row to this day.
It's kind of crazy.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool. Cool.
It's kind of fun. You're playing an NBA game, and it's an NBA 2K or whatever, and you're dribbling down the court, and you see, drink Sprite or, it kind of makes you get that real feel instead of
because you see it in real life.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, right. Sprite, so cool. But, it's cool that, when I go to a game, right, I see, real ads, and it gives you that real feel that you're in the, you're playing a basketball game when you see legitimate, companies sponsoring
stuff. As long as it fits in the world.
Yeah, I don't want to see it in Gears or anything.
Being one thing, maybe a GTA can get away with it because, you got billboards.
I could care less. I mean, if I was playing Gears and, I'm hiding behind, a Sprite fucking vending machine.
I would rather see a Sprite vending machine than whatever Dr. Cola or whatever.
Game seems a little Mountain Dew for me.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Did Mountain Dew do that at the XP? Or was that for Call of Duty?
Mountain Dew, the last one that I can think of is Jet Moto.
No,
remember,
no.
They were all over that.
I think Mountain Dew did the Halo where they're it was midnight release and you get all the XP.
Double XP for the caps or whatever. Yeah. And Doritos did it.
Pretty much everything that's in Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm all about real life products being in there.
I love fake products more than anything, though.
The jokey one, Saints Row, particularly is good at the jokey one.
Or even I have a bottle of Nuka-Cola at home.
Slurm.
That a friend made me from Fallout.
Slurm. It's perfect.
I love, I was actually comparing our games. I love the little face they have in Fallout.
The Vault Boy.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest symbols, man.
He's
cool. He's
littered throughout the game.
He's like Bob's Big Boy, though. Right?
Exactly.
They just ripped him off.
Pretty much. But it's funny as hell, and it works in the game.
I liked that a lot. I think that was a really cool thing. Because I was looking at the achievements for the Gears of War game, and you couldn't tell one achievement from the other. It's they took a lot of time making the game. The game looks great, and it feels great. But as far as the achievements went, they're whatever.
That takes nothing away,
you know. Well, no, because the first Gears of War had awesome-looking achievements. If you killed 100 guys online with a sniper rifle, right? give you like a cool picture of the sniper rifle
but
gun.
But it's an icon.
Yeah, but like I'm not really an achievement whore, but I like if the achievement looks
it's
cool.
It's an icon.
Yeah, but I like what put
I was into it.
Like what are you going
to
do?
As a graphic designer, all right? You should have pride in your work and make it cool.
I do, but my focus would be the main game, not the icons.
Well, why not both? Yeah. But at the same time,
something so simple. How can't take it that long.
Gears is the first one where I actually like they took the time to name the achievements. I feel and like make me like them like seriously. Was funny. It's a funny name for somebody who killed.
I was actually comparing games with you, and I was actually shocked that you didn't have a lot of the weapon achievements in the first one. You didn't have the long shot. Pistol arrow.
As a matter of fact, I fell victim to something that a lot of people fell victim to in the first one. No matter how many kills I got with the pistol, it wouldn't give me the achievement.
I did that for seriously with me. I had something like 13,000 kills, and they're like, "Nah, you don't get it."
Yeah. Do I have seriously?
No.
Yeah, it did that with me too. With that, it did that to me with the long shot, the pistol. I think it was grenades.
Well,
also.
I mean, since we're on the topic, was there ever an achievement in any of the, I guess, the Xbox 360 games? Because I don't really care about the trophy so much. That you were like so proud that you got. That you were like, oh.
The free flow achievement in the Batman.
That's a good
Arkham
one.
Game.
Yeah, that was a fucking nightmare.
I couldn't believe you did that because I barely got out of my life as in those. I completed them all, but like Batman, he scrapped his way out of there, man.
Dude, as soon as I put on my costume in Arkham, because I got the free flow in the first one, since the combat systems remained the same for the second one, Arkham City, as soon as I put my costume on, it was game over. I wasn't getting touched. Once you train for free flow, then whatever. The earlier stages in Arkham City.
The whole game has to just be.
Bunch of bitch-ass paper thugs. Like, I'm ripping through on my cardboard cutouts.
I personally enjoy when you're playing a game for a while. This happened a bunch with Skyrim. You're just playing the game. You're not even focused on achievements. And then you do something innocuous. I kill a bunny. And it's like, congratulations, you killed every type of animal in the game.
Yeah.
All right.
What I'm saying, was there ever an achievement, though, that you were like, oh, like, I worked hard. You always talk about, you know, you accomplished something. Like you know?
Yeah, but I don't go nuts with a lot of the... Because I like a good turnaround, too. I rent from Gamefly.
Yeah.
So I don't want to keep a game for 3 months while I'm trying to find, you know, ribbons somewhere.
Was there a specific achievement you went after to get, even if you fell short? Like,
sure.
Free Flow, I definitely was in the zone. It was like 2 hours of the same fucking board playing.
I'm sure there was. There's nothing's popping into my head right now.
Yeah.
I play a lot of games. It's tough to...
Giant, what do you got? Anything?
I mean... It's got to be like just I always felt so proud like every time I beat a Gears on Insane and I got like that beat Gears on Insane because Gears was fucking tough on Insane. Like that was a pretty rough one. I also got the get all the flags in Assassin's Creed and it just did nothing for
See,
you
that I would never
but
bother
I did it.
Doing
no collecting this stuff except for the Riddler trophies. The Riddler trophies were fun.
Well, because those are interactive in the
And you got a little
and
something.
You got
at
a
the
little
end.
Little extra story at the
yeah,
end.
But with the Riddler trophies, it kind of like, especially in the Arkham City, it kind of like overwhelmed me at first. I turn on my map; it's like Riddler's everywhere. Like, is Riddler the main bag of the game? I just first turned it on; he's all over the place.
He's definitely the last one I caught.
At least you had to figure something out. I mean, like, yeah, I did turn it on, and I was just like, "All right, time to put in some Riddler work."
You mean he's not at the library or like the green spandex factory?
I wish he would have been able to just find him randomly.
He's at the abandoned riddle factory.
Yeah. The fortune cookie factory.
he's at like, the newspaper place where he's like the writer of you know like the crossword puzzle or some shit.
That'd be awesome. Or the fortune like Batman sits down and he has a little soup and he's like, "This is a really complicated fortune cookie. I know where this motherfucker
is." He's eating SpaghettiOs and it just says Enigma. He's like, "You don't think."
This fucking guy.
Only one man would hide his clues in a Sudoku.
DC's coming out with a lot of games. This wasn't part of the news, but the new DC game, or I call it, what was it? Marvel? Oh, DC.
What I call
DC,
yo, Pete, what do I call that?
No, DC Ultimate Alliance is what I call it. I don't know what it's actually called.
If you remember a few years back, they actually did an Ultimate Alliance version that
no, I do not.
Sucked. It was a Justice League game that played exactly like the Marvel
I do
Ultimate Alliance game.
That.
The problem was certain characters were so overpowered, and it was none of the ones you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted Batman, you got Zatanna.
Who the fuck is that?
Zatanna is a magician.
The magical woman, top hat.
Great legs, fishnets.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine she's hot. She's a comic book character.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
I'll go for you after the show.
All right.
Yeah. She's all right.
That seems like a character you'd be like, oh, I'd read that.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, she's hot, but she's like white noise in the.
Yeah,
I
was never. DC, you know, want your Batman, your Superman, your Wonder Woman, like, your Flash, your Green Lantern.
Right. That never caught my eye. Like, I mean, obviously they're sexy, but like, I never like, oh man, Vampirella. I got to see what she's about.
Me neither. Me neither. I remember. Does anyone remember when we were kids and everyone went apeshit for Lady Death?
Nobody.
Wolverine's nemesis?
No, Lady Death was a different character.
Like
different
white skin.
White skin, big hair, huge tits.
Right.
I don't. You know what? That's something that you. If you show me the picture, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, Lady Death."
Very related to Vampirella.
Yeah,
I remember Vampirella. I was so the story was so convoluted. I had no idea what was going on.
I didn't try it.
I never read a Vampirella comic in my life.
Nah. Well, a good thing that I had like 1,000 of them. So I was at his house.
You never read one either, by the way.
It was a picture book.
Yeah, it was just a sticky picture book.
Yeah, why are these pages crunchy?
Yeah.
Like, man, this one page, he just must have read this one page over and over.
Anyway, to get back on topic.
Yeah, also, Halo comes out with...
Well, we didn't even touch on the DC thing.
Oh, is that the topic?
Well, the point I was bringing
originally
up...
Originally, it was Gears Maps.
The point I was bringing up was they did do the Ultimate Alliance thing. It just wasn't a good game because you were pigeonholed into using certain characters. Zatanna, for example, could heal your entire party with one spell. So it was pointless to not use her.
Oh, shit, that's a huge ability.
You were pretty much invincible as long as you had Zatanna on your crew.
I remember it not flowing as well as the Marvel game.
Not nearly as good.
The edges were, like, rough running around the corners. Your vision was blocked a lot.
Yeah,
I remember it now.
Couldn't be smashed. But now this one is not necessarily that kind of game. This is a multiplayer, strictly only game.
Teams. Against each other.
They're calling it a MOBA, which is a multiplayer online battle arena. So
it looks like I can bring my squad of four against
your
squad of four.
It's also worth noting that it's strictly a PC game for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to just be a big MMO kind of clusterfuck thing.
I don't think they're going to stick it with just PC. It looks like it could easily be adaptable.
It'd be kind of cool.
Online went strictly Sony. I thought that was a mistake. You want to unleash this big multiplayer universe, put it on the system that nobody plays multiplayer on.
Yeah, it's got much less.
You need Microsoft at that point.
It'd be kind of cool if they kind of did it in the first gear sense where, like, you have the Justice League versus, like, the Legion of Doom, and you got to, like, pick sides and pick what character you wanted.
Notoriously, that blows. I mean, like, it's always a good idea, but it never works out.
But, like, put yourself in, like, a huge
X-Men
environment.
Destiny?
Oh, I didn't play that.
Well, obviously do it right, but put yourself in a huge environment, like, say, like, a city or whatever, and you can go through the whole city and have, like, a legitimate superhero fight, 4-on-4.
But they did that. They called it DC Universe, and it wasn't that good.
And my problem with games like that is, and we were joking about this before recording, but you want to play a superhero game, you want to feel like a superhero, right? You want to feel like you're the guy with the powers, and all of a sudden you're in DCU, and everybody running around is super-powered and just...
No,
smashing everything.
I'm not saying make it like a world of superheroes. I'm saying like you legitimately like you. Oh, it's like a 10-player game. It's 5-on-5, and there is no story. There is none of that. It's just a multiplayer. It's multiplayer basically, like because it's a fighting game we're talking about. And you basically have a team combat system where you.
What Bungie Destiny is shaping up to be.
Like that, but it would be cool like if you could legitimately play like there's the good guys, there's no like you could have like 8 bad guys and then 2 good guys just because that's the guys you pick. Like you gotta pick either like the Legion of Doom or the
What you're saying is it's almost like a only one white mage, only one black mage
if you pick Flash then your homeboy can't pick Flash, he's gotta just pick another character.
Oh, that's what they're saying the Marvel game's gonna be, the Marvel MMO.
That'd be fun though if like and you had to like work together like to beat all the other Legion of Doom guys.
If you pick Flash, can I pick Kid Flash?
Just make them all. Like,
and does your villain have to be Reverse Flash?
No.
I'm exposing how unoriginal Flash writers are.
Right.
Oh, I mean, like.
A Golden Age Flash?
Look, everyone's fast in that universe. I don't know why.
They can tap into the Speed Force.
The Flash Force.
Yeah.
No, there was. In the cartoon, there was a guy that just
or
made
Impulse
him thousands. He was like a hologram.
Impulse is Kid Flash.
Well, who was the guy that was a hologram in the Legion of Doom cartoon?
Mirror Master?
Still
lame.
He
wasn't a bad.
He's a tricksy dude. He's the best one out of them. He's the best one out of them.
What, you don't like Captain Cold or Gorilla Grodd?
I actually like
strong guy.
I actually like that jokester dude?
The Joker?
Yeah, no, not Joker. the one that Flash has, the shittier one.
Oh, Jester or something like that. I know
I
what you're talking about. He looks completely lame. And
anyway, all right. Halo maps free for the first time. That I can remember. Do you think they did that in retaliation for Gears coming out with the free map?
I just got to say good on you, Halo.
I think they did that just because the last couple Halo games have just been like puttered.
You think they're actually just trying to grab for players at this point?
But they're doing it the right way. They're not. I know I got called cheap before, but they're not gouging anybody. They're not asking for more money. They're offering up a gift.
You are cheap, but that's a good point.
They're offering up a gift to people to jump on.
I mean, all right, you give free maps away.
I am cheap, I admit.
That's fine.
I mean, you give free maps away, but I think that compared to the other games, like I'm just going to name it to the PS Gears of War, it has almost no violence in it. Like, it's not like graphically when you die, you just flood your arms around and die. Like, you know, it's not that cool. Like, mm-hmm. when you die in Gears, you fucking die in Gears. Like, you're fucking all over the place.
Can I say it's hard playing execution mode, watching Marcus Fenix shove that flamethrower into Kim's mouth and pull the trigger?
It's hard. Kim sucked.
It's rougher. It's rougher.
You should have said, like, a different
it's
character
rougher,
doing something.
When I was a Locust, I could get into the mindset of the Locust killing the you know, they're heartless worms.
Dude,
or whatever.
I used to love being the Locust and then being like, Locust forever.
Yeah.
Like,
I used to like that too.
Doing the mad hump and stuff like that and, like, talking
about... Yeah, but Gears versus Gears is a little rough. But that's the one nitpicky thing. At least in execution mode, I would like to see us be able to be the Locust.
I tell you what, though. We only played one week of team deathmatch, and I instantaneously forgot about how execution was played because Rise over here downed a guy, and we were like the last two people left,
right,
or something like that. And I just start, you know, going back forth, humping him.
I'm like, take him out,
and he's like,
take him out,
because I was letting him get his kill, right?
Because I was across the screen with the sniper. I was like, take the motherfucker out.
So you're doing, he's still alive, and you're doing
the guy's getting
jig.
Up. The guy's getting up, and he's got those angry eyes on.
The teabag me.
He's like, kill him, kill him, kill him. I'm like, oh shit, it's execution. And then I took my sword off and broke his neck. I was like,
yeah.
I told you.
Which, in a way, works better for you because you humiliated him and then ended him. You gave that guy
a fighting
chance.
Just a quick humiliation tip for people who don't know it. If you pull out your pistol and aim and then not aim and then aim and then not aim, your character brings his pistol forward and his second hand goes to his pistol. But if you do it fast enough, you're spanking a dude. You're like,
do you remember back in the first
inventive.
One, they had the.
Yeah, also, to teabag in Gears, you're going to want to slide up against a wall and then duck up with your left analog.
A lot of effort and time has been put into these discoveries.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember in the first game, the waffle stomp, where like you press X and A together and you slid as you crushed the guy's head?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember when you picked the weapon up and you did the weapon slide, and that was getting like crazy. People would bitch at you if you did it because like you in that game, the first game at least, there were so many battles for all the weapons. So, like, you got it. You press X and A, and you slid backward, armed the weapon, and started firing the weapon at them as you got it. They were like, you fucking weapon slider.
It was like what you would picture Michael Jackson doing in the world. Yeah. It was pretty dope.
It was awesome.
That's pretty much it with the news. The news has been light this week because so many awesome games came out. Everybody's just,
do you think
a lot of reviews and shit.
Do you think all the big games came out now because of the new systems are coming out in the fall?
Or? I do.
Yeah, probably.
I think, like, for example, Gears wanted us to buy the VIP passes, and I'm not going to buy it if it comes out in August and the new system's coming out in September.
Usually it takes about a year or so for the systems to really get cranking. They're like diesel engines.
Yeah.
It takes a while for them to get going.
But at the same time, I probably would have waited for the VIP pass just to see what's up.
Well,
if it was a month.
I can't wait to go. Actually, I got a thing from Best Buy in my email saying, PS4 is coming out this fall, blah, 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 reserve.
Oh, Best Buy's sending out emails now?
I already got one, yeah.
I know, dude. I get like three a day.
What are you, some type of asshole?
No.
Sarcasm.
You're like, actually, Best Buy, believe it or not.
I'm on an exclusive list. I
wasn't making it out like I'm the shit. I was just saying Best Buy already started taking, sent out emails to start reserving it. It's like, mm-hmm. So it's around the corner.
Settle down there, VIP.
VIP. Look, we all know that with your free service, you don't get those emails. All right.
Thank God, I wish I didn't get those
emails. He gets like regular mail.
Yeah. Like, yo, Max,
they
you don't
fax
even
me.
Max, you don't even have to pay for email. Who's paying for that electricity, homie?
I get homing pigeons.
They do the job. Let's get a raven.
All right, so since news was a little light this week, I decided to try some new experimental sections.
Bring it on.
All right, so...
experimental sections.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah. Sexy.
This section is A Squad tries to outgame each other, where we try and name different games, and we'll argue a little bit.
All right,
it's hard to explain.
Why don't you show us how it's done here?
Okay, we're gonna each try to name the oldest movie-based game that was any good.
So it's got to be a quality movie, basically?
Got to be quality.
It's got to be quality.
And the other two have to agree that it was quality. How about that?
Mm. Okay. All right.
Max, where are we going?
I'm thinking. Because the first movie-based property I could think of is easily E.T., but that one was Buried in a Desert.
No, we're not doing that.
Before that, they in the 70s, they had the Star Wars games on Atari.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh. All right. Let's do it. Fuck that. You win.
I'm just saying, Atari.
Let's do it by system. They
were good. They were loosely based on the game.
Let's do it by system then. All right? Let's do it by tiers of system. Xbox 360, PlayStation 3.
I mean, modern day? Fucking whatever, yeah. Whatever the first movie that
and then
came
we'll
out.
Go back. And then we'll go
modern
Genesis.
Modern day movie tie-ins to go with those. Okay, this is going to be a lot of head scratching.
I know.
I have no idea.
Pregnant pauses.
I have a better idea of the ones that happened in the 80s than I
didn't
want to
give you guys too much leeway on this section, like too much time, because then we're all just going to hit Wikipedia.
Well,
because
I can think of a good NES one. I remember playing like Total Recall on there that I had fun
with. That sucked.
Yeah, I liked the little
thing. That game blew.
X-ray board?
That was that one part of one board. The gameplay
that's
sucked.
That's what sticks out of my head. And then
all right, so whatever. Let's just do it to NES. Let's do it to NES.
But they all sucked, though. Back to the Future sucked.
Ghostbusters
Terminator sucked. Ghostbusters was the
RoboCop
fucking worst.
RoboCop was good.
I don't think I ever played that. I must have had a bad cover. Like, you know, so like, you remember, because back in the day, you'd go to your...
It was RoboCop getting out of the police car.
Okay, I was like, 6 years old when that movie came out? My mom didn't necessarily let me watch that. Like,
oh, RoboCop?
And probably back then, I'm thinking that the bigger games were probably... The ones that I would have been familiar with are probably more kid-friendly.
Back to the Future.
The Rocketeer. Yeah.
Rocketeer was the hardest fucking game ever.
That was a great game.
No, Back to the Future was hard as fuck.
Back to the Future didn't make any
First
sense.
Of all, Rocketeer was SNES. Secondly, they shouldn't start
no,
off
Nintendo.
The game. No, it was SNES. It was the first game I played for SNES that...
Well, that movie came out in 91.
Didn't come with the system.
That's
my dad bought me the game.
It's SNES.
Very fond
I might have got it with it would have to be Genesis at that point because I didn't have an SNES at that point. I bought that way later in my life.
Oh, I remember, what was that game? The Karate Kid. That game where you had to jump on little platforms.
Oh, that was the best, and you got to grab those flies and shit.
That yeah, you had to do a little game. Test. On that note, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh, no, it was Last Crusade, Indiana Jones game.
They were on the computer, though. The
no, right. I had it for NES.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to rename this section. I'll throw out something, and we just throw a bunch of shit against the wall.
Okay. Or you might want to let
A Squad right. throw some shit against the wall. See what sticks.
Well,
we'll just talk movie games then.
Yeah, how about you just put out movie games for right now? That's today's topic.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll just.
I think for the most part, all of them kind of stink, but were there any ones that were any good?
Rocketeer was good.
Goldeneye was by far
the best one. Hands down.
You say movie game, quality movie game, it's the first one that comes to mind.
And they actually paid homage to all the movies. All the Bond movies. There was a Moonraker board. There was.
Did you know originally they didn't have a multiplayer mode? In fact,
that actually changed multiplayer.
They added that mode without getting approval from the higher ups. They just tacked it in there.
Was that Rareware?
Yeah. And look what happens.
That actually changed how multiplayer was played.
Exactly. Exactly.
That and then Perfect Dark. I think Rareware did that same.
That was their follow up. Was Perfect
Dark. How fun was that though? When you played against the bots, where you didn't have to even play against each other.
Fist bot. He ran up and just duffed the shit out of you, and you were like. You're like drunk for three deaths after that. You wake up and your vision would still be hazy.
You know what's funny? We back in the day when we played Goldeneye, we used to play it so much, and you could look at each other's screen that we would memorize the boards from the ground.
Yeah,
like I know where I was by looking at the ground.
Yeah, we would try and look at the ground so other people couldn't readily know where we were.
It was funny because I reinstituted that with when the new Call of Duty came out. There was a tag mode in the new zombie mode. But I couldn't. It was me versus Ken, and basically it's zombie tag where I'm a zombie. I have to touch him, and he was a guy with the gun. There was only one of me, so he was just like bow every time. So then I just started looking at the ground. I knew where I was.
Right.
And then he couldn't fucking figure out where the hell I was, and he was just looking at my screen. But like I remember doing that back in the day, like those skills, you know, with Goldeneye, you know, the Aztec Temple, where it was like, you know, it was hard because like everything looked alike. But like I remember by the cracks on the floor where I kind of was.
Okay, so this section was a big disaster. We won't be singing again.
I don't know about that. I mean,
it's fun to pull out old movies.
We mentioned Ghostbusters, but I like the Xbox Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was fun. I like the Nintendo Ghostbusters more than I like the Xbox.
Are you out of your fucking mind? The Nintendo one?
Yeah, I love that.
The original Nintendo one.
Hey, run up the stairs, and you're putting Ghost on Blast. What's wrong?
You never
with that?
Put Ghost on Blast.
Yeah, you did.
Ever in the game. There was like none of that.
Yeah, you did.
It was basically a grid city with a Ghostbuster logo in the middle.
It was a lot like the Ninja Turtles game.
No, the Ninja Turtles game was a literal game. Like, there was no game in that. That game was terrible.
I know eventually I would be running around in the Ecto Cruiser or whatever it was. It was Ecto Cruiser, right?
Ecto Cruiser.
Or Ecto-1.
Ecto-1. It was Ecto-1.
I was rolling around in Ecto-1, and there would be, like, no calls. Like,
no,
what
and
the
then
fuck's happening?
You'd run out of gas.
Yeah.
And have to start from scratch. That game was awful.
That game was...
I liked it.
You had to press A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B.
I liked it at the time, but...
What about the loop song? From the second you put on the game to the second you fucking turn off the game, it's...
Yeah.
Did anybody, like, ever... see the ending?
They misspell a bunch of words at the end.
Yeah, it's a bad Japanese translation.
That's
it,
probably why I like it.
Congratulations,
so
you won a great game. You are the hero of our nation. Like, what the fuck does this have to do with Ghostbusters?
I actually like that game.
One of the most famous misspellings of anything when you I think it's either right in the beginning or it's at the end where they say Bimmy and Jimmy instead of Billy and Jim, Billy and Jimmy.
Bimmy and Jimmy.
And they actually in
Double Dragon Neon,
Neon
right?
They do a tribute to that where you face the two gigantic ones, mm-hmm. and it's Bimmy and Jimmy.
I remember that.
I was like, awesome. Bimmy and Jimmy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I can think of like modern ones. Modern games can actually...
The first movie game I thought that was any good, besides obviously GoldenEye on the modern systems, though, was PS2 had put out Matrix Revolutions.
Those are fun.
And they were really fun games.
Yeah, the Matrix one had some cool things going on. The one that comes to mind for me would be The Warriors.
That was probably my favorite game.
That was really cool because it came out so late, far after. It just expanded the fandom, rather.
Exactly.
The first Dreamcast Evil Dead game was fantastic. It was so fun.
Oh,
that was fun.
In hindsight, the later ones were better.
But it played like pretty much played like old school Resident Evil.
It was cool just to have Bruce Campbell in there.
Hey, Padre. Nice hat.
No, that yeah. Yo, tree bitch.
Hey, tree bitch.
I have a good time with all the Marvel ones now. They are what they are.
Oh, those are always
good. The open world. Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man games.
When they first came out.
I won't say all of them because they were... Like, Spider-Man 2 was probably the best.
Spider-Man 2 was my favorite. I got tired of saving balloons.
I was perusing your achievements, and it was funny because, like, you have a lot of games where, like, you get, like, 300-400 points, achievements, and then all of your Marvel games are, like... 800 plus, like you play the shit out of them.
Yeah, well, I do play the shit out of them because Spider-Man, I just for some reason it calms me down swinging around New York City. Like I'll just sign on and swing around,
thwip.
Yeah,
I like them, but I'm always kind of disappointed when I beat them the one night, and it's like,
well, going back to what Max said, I enjoyed the power of like with the Hulk game. It was a lot of fun jumping from
ultimate,
like, destruction.
That game was sick.
That game was awesome. I would like a superhero game in which I could become somewhat regular, or maybe even like a... Well, I guess
what?
They did.
No.
They actually say
I
that.
I guess they
that,
did.
That's
in,
the failing of superhero video games, is that you lose the humanity of it.
You know, they did a little bit in... what's
you
want to
be Peter Parker like in class, just being like, man. I can't wait to do Spidey things later.
Well, you know what? I would enjoy a board in which I had to do Spidey things and keep them on the hush.
What I would enjoy would be institute Mass Effect's conversation system into an action game like a Spider-Man.
You see,
where you can be Peter Parker, but you can be a dick or you can be mm-hmm. a good guy, and it affects your relationship.
Well,
Prototype
was a game I was looking for where you had to kind of keep it on the hush. Every once in a while, you threw on your hoodie and you had to walk around.
See, I wouldn't do like Mass mm-hmm. Effect because I think I'm going to actually try to go back and play those again. But my big problem with Mass Effect is it really made a difference if you talk to these people or not, right?
It should.
But I'd rather it be like Telltale where it's kind of like interactive conversation and like
the
short.
By Mass Effect 3, they're interactive conversations.
But also just a little bit more like brief because a lot of those conversations, they'd be talking like forever.
You could do that with a Spider-Man.
Web of Shadows, they did it kind
of.
Did where
they
you
do
could,
it in Web of Shadows?
You could choose the darker things.
No, but
it never really
I'm
changed the story,
is
but it
let
was fun.
Spider-Man be Peter Parker and actually have things where you have to talk to Aunt May and Mary Jane or Gwen
you
Stacy.
You gotta fight
whatever.
Flash.
Yeah,
you got to be like, should you punch him or should you just let him?
Of course you should punch him.
And if you take the retaliation, you hit Flash Thompson, Mary Jane's mad at you. You know, like, bring in the human element and then just throw in Doc Ock smashing through shit.
There's a Mary Jane mad meter.
Yeah.
She's all pissed like,
at the top, she's holding a rolling pin.
And then you don't get no love.
And eventually Spidey just gets sick of it all and just whips her mouth. It's like, whatever, bitch. You only get one.
You do well, you get Face the Tiger, you hit the jackpot mode, where you get some Mary Jane loving.
It's starting to get a little boring, the game.
Well, I mean, we're focused on the one thing I said, and not the fact that you're going to have the Green Goblin chucking pumpkin bombs at you within 5 minutes of that. It would affect if certain characters would maybe, if J. Jonah Jameson printed good things or bad things, if the cops are going to shoot at you or not.
That's not really comic book. Well,
if the cop's going to shoot at you,
J. Jonah Jameson never printed anything good.
Yeah, but let's say you could convince. Do you want me to get real deep into this?
Well, let's say
Robbie
you just helped
Robertson
out
to help you out, and he was the editor. You know, like,
well, what if you like helped out J. Jonah Jameson with dumb shit, and he's like, "Spider-Man, the greatest."
No, he just wouldn't print the Spider-Man a Menace article, and you wouldn't have cops shooting at you. Or
well, if the cops try and get at you, you just drop it like a
Or you're trying to save Gwen Stacy, but you were a dick to her the whole time, and she doesn't listen to you when you say stay put, and next thing you know, she's getting chucked off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Web of Shadows, they did that. Mary Jane is angry at you all the time when you choose the dark.
I picked good guy in that.
I did them both. Like, when Wolverine was infected and you had to help him out, it was a lot of fun. You're just like, yeah, I'll help you out. And you rip him in half. And you're like, yeah, done.
The point is, though, that you're all Spider-Man all the time in that game.
Right. I mean, they gave you either black or red. But if you were bad, you could call upon the bad guys to help you out. Like the Vulture and Rhino. And that was cool.
No.
It made me want to play it over again.
The Vulture and Rhino.
Well, Rhino, you could ride him and run through things.
Oh, that's
cool. Was fun. Vulture could fly. Black Cat would only help you out if you were a bad guy.
Look, and I just want to point out, I'm just spitballing here. I'm not selling this game. I just think it would be a good idea to bring the human aspect into it.
Spider-Man High School?
It's called Ultimate Spider-Man. They made that game.
Dude, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm like nitpicking, but yeah, I definitely need to see more human element.
I need you to pick up milk at the store. All right, AMA, whatever.
And then you could either avoid picking up milk, or you could go get milk, and Uncle Ben doesn't get shot.
I mean, then you don't become Spider-Man, though.
That'd be nuts.
Was that in the last movie?
Then you gotta
get
milk.
What I mean is, like, you go to get the milk, and depending on if you're respectful or not, Aunt May gets kidnapped or not.
Respectful to what? The grocery guy?
No, to Aunt May.
She's like, you want to sass me? Fine, fuck it, I'm getting kidnapped.
No. Instead of you getting the milk, she gets the milk, and she gets caught by the vulture. Right.
Well, I mean, that would give Spider-Man a complex at this point. Every time he doesn't do everything somebody wants.
Like I said, spitballing. I think I'm onto something here.
I mean,
you could even talk to other heroes. And if you're a respectful guy to Cap, he'll come in and help you out on missions. Like Mass Effect model, where you have to ready your army. Instead, you're readying your Avengers, essentially. Mm-hmm. And it all goes into the final battle.
No, but
who's got your back?
That would have to be another game because for anyone who reads the Spider-Man comics, as I know you do, whenever there's a Spider-Man crisis, he calls up everyone, and they're never even in the universe. He's like, Fantastic Four, call the Baxter Building. They're like,
that's got to be rough when everyone's located in Manhattan.
Right.
Like Punisher, there's Fantastic Four.
But nobody does anything, man. Whenever something happens, whenever Venom comes around, fucking.
All of Avengers
are like, I'm busy.
That sounds like a Spider-Man job, buddy.
It's like, hell, the Vulture's attacking. It's like, we're dealing with Thanos, buddy.
Right. Well, even in Web of Shadows, where the whole town got covered by Venom, they're just like, that's really not my issue, Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like, where are the Avengers? Oh, they're all fighting the Kree.
The only dude you really need on speed dial is Punisher. He takes care of business, like more like
the Italian game, Punisher game. Remember
that was
2004 version on Xbox.
Was that a movie game or is that just a comic book?
Technically, a movie game. It was voiced by Tom Jane, and you can,
that was a fucking awesome
and
game.
You
man.
Can interrogate with the violent interrogations.
Yeah, man, that was the best. I think that was the best Punisher game I've ever played.
There's something satisfying about holding a guy's head in a piranha tank, trying to get him to talk.
Anyone, do you remember that? That was awesome.
Anybody who cares about comic books as well as video games and wants to nerd out on a. The greatest YouTube clip ever. Look up Punisher Laundry Day.
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry. Yeah, it's a little thing that Thomas Jane made with Ron Perlman.
Yeah, he made it for Comic-Con.
It's
wonderful.
Amazing.
It's about a year old now.
All right, so the next section that I'm going to try and dump upon our listeners.
Well, you can't use the word dump. You got to like bequeath. Yeah,
present it with some pizzazz here.
No, because the next one, the last one, we're not doing anymore. So
which one?
Movie titles?
No, the outgame each other.
Oh, because I pulled up the top 10 good video games based on movies.
Read them out. Yeah, 10, just, 10 to 1.
All right, all right. Yeah,
this
comes from
toplessrobot.com. Pretty respectable. Number 10, GoldenEye.
Now, right. Number 10 was GoldenEye?
I want you to know I disagree with this list big time.
Okay.
Number 9, Tron, the old arcade game.
It was fun. That was a lot of fun, man.
There was
with the discs and shit.
You could throw out arcade games.
I can.
They're video
games. Remember the Return of the Jedi arcade game at fucking the Funplex where you kept pressing the extra lives?
Yeah.
That one was awesome. You played the speeder bikes and shit?
Yep.
Well, number 8, The Warriors, as is previously stated.
Warriors.
Number 7, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the
arcade version. There you go.
Number 6, never played it, but The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay.
I've heard good things
about that one.
God, I want that to be my old school game.
Was it good? Was it worth...
I hated the movie.
Yeah, it was a sneak around prison game where you had to get out, but you were shanking people. You literally had to make shank them, hide in the, you know, there was another escape convict in the basement, and he was kind of like the doctor, and he's where you got your eyes, and throughout the middle, Riddick, for people who don't know, can see much, much better in the dark, but he's got to wear sunglasses.
He's got those super sensitive eyes, right?
Yeah.
He's like Corey Hart.
At the beginning of the game... You didn't have those, and then you totally switch it up in the middle of the game because you get them.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Number 5, we previously mentioned Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
Which agreed. Number 4, this is the one I don't agree with because I returned the game when I was a kid, but the Batman for NES based on the movie.
I barely remember that one.
For NES?
I remember the Batman Adventures... On SNES, the cartoon.
No, this
that was awesome.
That one was great.
Batman Forever was pretty cool on my Genesis too.
This is Batman for the NES. I remember it being a load of crap. It was a platformer, like a side scroller.
I don't. I just don't even remember that one.
It played like.
I remember it. It was based. Yeah, it was
played
based
like Ninja
the,
Gaiden.
I remember it. It was alright.
It was all like throwing batarangs,
bouncing off walls, throwing.
Oh yeah, no, that was sick. I'm thinking it was probably made by Ninja Gaiden team, right? You had to jump back and forth on the walls and whatnot.
It doesn't say who made it, but yeah, that was the game.
I had a lot of fun with that game.
Sounds good.
Number 3 is one that slipped through my radar that I completely agree with, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That was an awesome game.
That was fun.
I still play that to this day, even though my Scott Pilgrim is invincible.
Anna Monoguchi did the best soundtrack for that.
Yeah, this is an awesome soundtrack. Number 2, Super Star Wars. I don't agree because that game
nutty
sucks. Hard.
Yeah.
And number 1, I didn't even know they made this, Blade Runner for the PC.
I never played that.
No, I never played it.
Is that like circa 1970 something?
No, this looks pretty modern.
80, whatever.
97.
97?
Yeah, it's got.
What an odd year for like a Blade. Because I remember the Blade Runner was about 5-6 years ago, had like their 30th anniversary or whatever.
Yeah. This says 15 years after the movie came out. It looks like N64 graphics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
All right, so that's, my little list.
There's some decent movie games.
Well, since it had so many homages, I'm going to say Conker's Bad Fur Day, even though it wasn't a movie game.
Not exactly a movie game.
But it had so many homages to movies.
Homage is fine, but it wasn't like
When they alluded to The Matrix,
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan was
my favorite
part.
Was when they did The Matrix and you're that little squirrel jumping off the walls and shit.
Yeah, definitely. That was a fun game. All right, man. So what's the new topic?
Yeah,
A-Squad to put to the test.
Put to the test.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out a couple of 8-bit
push it to the limit
sounds.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if you guys can recognize the games. Yeah, I had a lot of fun quizzing Giant Shock last week on the Pokemon game.
Hey, man, if it was 10 years ago, I might have given you the names of those Pokemon, but it was like a decade after the fact.
All right, this is probably 20 years after we played these games.
I just want to point out, I was impressed nonetheless. You held your own.
I was, too.
You couldn't name what Squirtle turned into, but you knew to bring him in the fight against a Charizard.
Oh, my God. I could draw what he looks like. He had two cannons on his shell.
No.
No, we're talking.
You are
in the
mistaken.
Middle.
Oh, the middle. Oh, you mean like the middle part?
Squirtle, not Wartortle.
Oh, not Wartortle. Oh.
Wartortle turns into Blastoise, which is the dude with the cannons.
Blastoise is the dude with the cannon.
I remember Blastoise. Right. That was like the final version. He was awesome. He shot like two like water cannons. And
he was a giant tank.
Yes.
He was basically a Squirtle War Machine. Like, he looked, that's what he was.
For whatever reason, like, he was giving me trouble, but I remember Charmeleon, Charmander, Charizard. I remember that little set.
Right.
Pikachu never ever...
Raichu.
And he eventually turned into something?
Later on.
He denied it. You don't remember him sweating it out in the cartoon? Like,
Pika!
Like,
no. Yeah, the dialogue was very, very tense. He's like, Pika!
And don't forget, later on they introduced Pichu.
Yeah,
well, that was like a... That was Pichu.
Pichu.
I thought it was Pichu, wasn't it? Pichu. Didn't it end with double I?
I think Pichu is another word for penis.
Making it more adorable in your own head. It's Pichu.
I think Pichu
is
like
little
an Italian
goggles,
term.
Though. That was fucking so cute. Like, I think in that particular Smash Brothers, when they first introduced him, I was like,
with the party hats and stuff.
I was like, fuck Pikachu. It's all about Pichu.
He hurt himself whenever he used electrical power in that game.
Couldn't care less.
I know.
It was adorable factor.
Anyway.
Back to the game.
Let's hit up some 8-bit sounds. All right. I'm going to play the first one. I'm going to see if you guys can recognize it. Play at home, obviously. Here we go.
This is...
No. We'll let Brian answer this. Okay. All right, you can both chime in, whatever.
I'm going to say it's Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's why I was waiting for you to answer.
Well, that's the only clue I got that I was like, all right.
As soon as I said it, I was like, why isn't he answering it right away? Let's get one going.
I'm the Pokemon master. I never played the game, but I know all about it.
Okay, let's get a good one. Here's a good one. One of my favorites.
Mega Man 2.
Two! He's got the number.
That's one of my all-time favorites. I would sit and watch Mega Man on that rooftop forever just to hear that song.
I got this giant soundboard full of 100 different game sounds. Some of them I haven't heard for a while. So I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to listen, and I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm not sure if I would have gotten this one.
Yeah, hit us with some obscurities.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting more obscure, but here's one that I know we all played, but it might be rough.
Hold that right up to the mic.
I am.
I know this.
Yeah?
It's that ding. Is this like a Game & Watch or something?
No. No. Nintendo game.
Original NES?
Yep.
So classic.
Couldn't tell you.
Any guesses?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
The original Gauntlet.
I don't know.
I would have never gotten that.
I know. It was rough.
Well, I don't remember Gauntlet too well.
Let's get a... that one's going to be rough. I don't know if I want to play
it. It's a rough one.
This one, you guys got a good shot.
The Roger Rabbit?
No.
Dick Tracy?
No.
What game would this belong to? It sounds like I know it from a movie or something.
Yeah. It's kind of a ripoff. The game was kind of
just say
a James Bondy game, Spy Hunter.
Oh man.
Is that song?
Then The Rock, wasn't he supposed to do that movie and they just like fuck it?
They made the movie.
They actually made it.
It's been sitting on the shelf for 5-6 years.
You know, they made like 8 Liam Hemsworth movies that they're just like, fuck these movies. And then he got popped there with Thor and they're like, okay.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Oh,
Liam Hemsworth is his brother then, right?
Yeah. Liam is the Hunger Games.
All right, here's one you guys should pick up on, I think.
This is Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Okay. The original Impossible Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
With that fucking seaweed.
There was like 3 pizzas in the whole game.
Here's a little something fun. I expect you guys to get it within 3 notes.
Tuck-tails. Woohoo! I actually named the last episode DuckTales a woohoo.
I saw that.
Enjoyed that.
Ooh, I'm looking at some of them. I'm like, gotcha, huh? I don't know about
gotcha. The game?
Yep.
Definitely don't play that one.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
It was a paintball game.
There was paintball in the 80s?
Yeah, they had it.
We played it in the 90s. It wasn't too far off.
Some of these are rough, man.
I remember laser tag more than anything.
Okay,
that's a good point.
What do we think about this one? It wasn't actually, it was a computer game. This is a little harder because it wasn't originally an 8-bit game.
So this is a PC game?
Mm-hmm.
Myst?
Yes.
That is Myst?
Yeah.
That game sucked.
Yeah.
I had a lot of good time with Myst until I realized that it sucked.
Yo, by the way, props for the hardest one so far.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Lucky guess.
Wasn't lucky. I remember playing that game. I was like,
I think computer game.
It's like reading a shitty book. What, what's going on with this game? I was big into that. I had a compact Passera. I was like, man, I'm going to play all these games nobody else can play.
I don't remember how this rolled, so let's try this one. I'm not sure if I...
Oh, that sounds familiar. Ah.
It's this a happy like a, little game.
Is this like a Kirby?
No, but kind of a cutesy Nintendo character.
Yoshi?
No.
I don't know. I'd say, yeah, we don't know.
Bomberman.
Bomberman. I never
was
got
that Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo? Bomberman was Nintendo.
I think a Vector Man is what I'm thinking. I was a
the
Sega.
Fighting
yeah,
game?
Yeah. No, he wasn't. Was he fighting?
I thought he was.
I'm looking. I want to play the Krusty the Clown game. Or...
I would know that. That was the hard. Get the little rats in the fucking thing.
You would know that one?
Krusty was the hardest. Like, it was annoying. It,
here
I played.
Go. Here it is a little bit. I would recognize that because I had it.
I had it, and it was gay. It was a bad game, but it was I had it. So
yeah,
I had a little bit of Bomberman trivia if you guys didn't know.
You go for
yeah,
it.
Like when they tried to reboot it for the N64. If they go back,
I played it.
Go back into the voice recordings, like that's on the console, the game itself,
mm-hmm.
the cartridge that they didn't use. It's nothing but profanity. Like, they originally were going to have it as an adult title.
He was literally dropping F-bombs at that point.
I got some right here, actually. It's, you're fucked. Don't make me come out there and stomp your asses.
So we're going to say
aw,
that
shit,
in the
not
original
again.
Nintendo?
My ass is killing me.
Wait, what system was it? NES or 64?
64.
They were
are
not
you,
throwing around F-bombs or anything like
are
that.
Are you April Fools-ing me?
Until Conkers. This is around that
they
time.
They beeped him, though. Well, I guess they beep him,
well,
too.
I'm
beep
sure
him.
They beeped yeah. him, too, but the point is it was in the game.
South Park broke all those, like, walls. They were like, you know what?
Shit, when they said shit, what, 100 and...
100 and whatever change in that episode, that, like, changed my life.
Okay,
like,
here's,
shit on TV.
Here's one that was a TV show. It was a great game, also. Now that we're talking about media and games.
Adam Sandler?
No.
Animaniacs.
No.
No.
Looney Tunes. Tiny Tunes.
Tiny Tunes.
Tiny Tunes.
Oh, tiny, they're toony, they're all a little.
I got the wrong all right. Warner Brothers.
I don't know how I don't know how many times we ever get to talk about the Tiny Tunes, but my favorite episode of Tiny Tunes was Plucky was having
Plucky
a
Plucky flushing that shit down the toilet?
Goes down the ball. That was a great
one.
You're
talking about when he had the party?
When he had the party at Hampton's house, and he fucking destroyed his house, and he had those guys going, sir, and then like the cans be going off in his house.
Do you remember the game, though?
I just remember the tune. I don't remember
the game was fun as hell.
You could be Furball for some reason. You could be Plucky. You could be...
I was always Buster.
Dude, I thought...
Plucky could fly,
Plucky
though.
Was cool. He had a wife beater, dude. He was just, like, so awesome. Do you remember the summer movie where he was going on vacation with Hampton's family? And
oh, they rode that one ride.
They didn't ride anything. They walked up, looked at it, and they're like, wow, the journey's half the battle. And they go back to like to go home. He's like, no!
Oh,
I remember them driving to hit, and they were going to hit 100,000 miles, and they get all excited, and then they miss it, and they have to back up again.
All right, I bet you guys will get the series. I'm not sure about which number. So let's try this one. Again, this one wasn't an 8-bit game, really.
No, I don't know.
It was Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
That was Sonic 2?
This was an 8-bit version of it.
But
you
whenever
know,
I hear
8-bit.
Sonic, in my head it's... Dun, 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 dun,
that was a little
dun,
cheat.
Dun, dun,
it was a little, yeah. That one was a little cheat of mine.
You're picking specific levels.
Mm-hmm.
I do say, though, for next time, you should have a set amount and a point total.
I would like that.
Like,
I,
say do 7.
I didn't expect you guys to get
whoever.
As many.
What?
I didn't expect you guys to get as many as you're getting.
We got like 3. I got Tiny Toons, Myst. He got Mega
Myst.
Man 2.
You know what? I think I was just impressed. I think I was
Duck
just tails. Impressed by Myst.
DuckTales.
I think Mist just impressed the shit out of me.
That was off. Like, that had to be the gayest game. I let me finish my story, Bob. You're looking for the next one.
No.
I had a compact Passario, and I was like, man, I'm going to have to play all the games that no one else can play because I'm on a computer and it's going to be great. And I had Mist, and I was like, this game sucks. And then if the game didn't end in Craft, I wasn't playing it. It was either StarCraft or Warcraft.
Yeah.
Computer games weren't that cool, like unless you had a Sierra game. I don't know. It was Happy Daily.
I was huge into PC games back in the 90s.
Well, but Data Tentacle, Sam and Max.
Any LucasArts.
LucasArts was awesome.
Any LucasArts games. I like the Rebel Assault. And
see, I didn't play Star Wars because they always had like kind of the same thing on a console, and I liked playing with the controller.
Yeah, not that one. That was a point and clicky.
Yeah,
like rail shooter.
One of my all-time favorite games, Gladius, is LucasArts. I just want to throw that out there.
LucasArts, I mean, all the stuff they've really ever done except for the first three movies.
And what about like the ID games? Doom and all that?
Well, yeah. Again, I didn't really play Doom on the computer. When I got around to it, it was a
what
console.
Was Medieval Doom? Heretic?
Oh.
Game, I always downloaded on my computer and I had it, but it just wasn't as cool as Doom.
All right, I got a theme song. Let's do this one.
I'm going to go with...
Sounds like the bad guys in Double Dragon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Castlevania.
Doom.
Oh.
8-bit Doom?
Doom, right there.
I wasn't thinking of Doom because Doom was never 8-bit.
It was right there in your mouth.
I'm sure that's what it sounded like.
That was 8-bit. Doom?
Doom's first time it came out was on the computer.
It wasn't 8-bit.
But that was the sound. Dude, trust me.
I don't remember the song.
That was the
song. All right, do one more for the championship.
Whenever I play Doom, for the record, I had headphones on, blasting some obnoxious 90s shit.
All right, I got two more. This one. See if you guys
do
got
three
it.
More for the win.
Okay, for the win.
This one sounds familiar. I just can't place it.
Huh? So it's a Zilch for me there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it.
Paperboy.
Fuck.
Paperboy.
All right, we're going to do...
That one's been a long time.
Yeah.
We're going to do this one. Another one that had a lot of sequels. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And then we'll do a championship one.
Metroid.
Point.
And I beat you on Metroid.
Damn.
Point.
And I played 10 times
you
on
played
Metroid.
You played all the old ones, the new ones, too. I never played this.
Well, the new ones, they have a new theme, so it's like, it throws me off.
But I'm saying, like, that's your series. You love that series.
He's really rubbing it in your face.
No, but I'm saying, like,
you love it, and I beat you.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's, like, I was shocked that Pete, like that's, like, Pete's... He gets every Metroid. He played all the Primes. Like I kind of stopped playing it after Super Metroid.
Yeah. This one's going to throw you for a loop. It's a bit of a cheat. I want to see what you guys can do with it. For the bonus. For the win. You guys both should be able to recognize this.
Oh, it's The Walking Dead.
Right. Walking Dead 8-bit.
I didn't even get a chance. I was going to say, is that The Walking Dead?
Yeah. All right, I had a lot of fun.
We have little Walking Dead figures on our computers right now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, giant shotgun for Easter, dope.
I want to hear the rest of that after we're done.
Yo, speaking of that particular game on my iPhone, I had a game called Songs of Friends, mm-hmm. and I am a monster on that game. Like you can't beat me as far as like it plays like.
It's the same as Words with Friends. Or
yeah, but they play like notes of a song, and you got to tap it. They give you four choices, and you got to tap it.
Name that tune,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like you get points, name it quicker, right? Like I'll write instantaneously, especially alternative hits of the '90s, dude. There's nobody on earth, maybe except for if you were a band in the '90s, they could beat me. Like
if you're that. Liam Gallagher, you have a shot.
No, that's one guy who definitely couldn't. He's got a lot of problems. Like Eddie Vedder, maybe. Like
Eddie Vedder's got it together.
Dexter Holland.
If you're Gavin from Bush,
Gavin Rosdell's is living pretty. He's like,
oh, did I do music? I thought that was only my wife.
I thought I married good.
I was in Constantine.
Yeah.
Gwen, can I be in the Windows commercials? Shut up.
No, you have an illegitimate baby. You're not allowed to do anything.
like to imagine he's all proper English, too. Oh, my. Yes, of course.
Just sing Link Glycerine Pitt one more time, South guy. Oh, man. Music of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. He just walks away with his head blown. Whatever days go by. Glycerine!
Like, that was the whole soundtrack to that movie, Fear.
What? Oh, okay. That was the whole soundtrack to the 90s.
Video games.
Yes, video games.
Video games, video games.
I'm about to do a whole podcast on the 90s right now.
Instead of Glitch, which nobody seems to get how to do.
I did a great glitch last week.
No.
Yes,
8-bit You've never mode? Done any.
8-bit mode? That would be great.
I got mocked.
That's
for
not
my
a
glitch. That's not a glitch.
You just were grabbing on money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, even the week before I brought it up last week, you're like, a magazine.
Like the next.
I'm the only one who got the glitch idea.
That it's a glitch.
Right. So we're gonna keep that, but we're gonna piggyback it.
Well,
every other episode,
I
want to
zip around on a little car, and I want to win the race so that I, you know, like
settle down, Vanellope.
Yeah. All chill right out.
That's my glitch.
You're a glitch.
Every other week, we're gonna do glimpse into the future and then glitch. So I'll give you idiots 2 weeks to do a glitch. Right now, we're gonna do glimpse of the future, and that's just something that we'd like to see happen eventually.
Okay.
Mine is an Xbox fighter. I mean,
you want to explain that?
You want to go a little further?
Yeah,
what, you know, like
I played
Marvel,
like,
Capcom 3.
I played like three of them this week. You want to be
an
more specific?
An Xbox fighter, along the lines of Smash Brothers or PlayStation.
You want
like Gears of War characters?
I want Marcus, Master Chief, Munch from Oddworld. Everybody, everybody fight.
Isn't he Abe?
There's Munch.
There's
also.
Munch is obviously.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Okay.
ToeJam and Earl can get thrown
well,
in.
Well, ToeJam
there
and Earl, they're like Sega, ain't they?
Yeah, but Xbox owns them at this point.
They do own them?
Yeah.
They put out one game like a decade ago.
Right.
Who else would be on this list?
I guess you can find a home for Lara Croft, right?
Isn't Fable only
isn't
a...
Isn't she... No, nah, Nathan
Fable,
Drake is
yeah
in PlayStation.
Fable, isn't could, Fable only an Xbox game?
Yeah, but there's no defined hero.
No, nah, it's like a make
but you
your
can throw
character
someone from Fable, right? Like,
not really.
Name
it's
one.
Not, yeah.
I played, never played it.
Oh, all right, I played all right them all. Now officially, there's nobody...
officially. Wah, wah, wah.
Conquers
no, I love
now,
one. Right?
No, I'm saying this that franchise.
Oh yeah, it's dead.
Conkers could be thrown in there now.
Technically, Conkers.
Conkers is still. Yeah, he never came out of the team. He was only Xbox.
No, he was N64 at first.
You are so correct on that. I'm sorry. The one I actually played.
Well, Xbox owns Rare, so you could even do Joanna Dark.
Yeah.
From Perfect Dark.
That's why they're coming out on
you
Xbox
could
now. The Rare
probably
game
throw in Shepard from Mass Effect, even though I guess that's cross platform.
They would have to throw
is
in
it,
someone.
It's not on PS3, is it?
I think it is.
No, but some of the...
Oh, you're right. That's an Xbox... There you go.
Yeah.
Shepard.
But also, some of the... like I said, Lara Croft, because some of these people are still up for grabs. They had Sonic and Smash Brothers, you know?
Yeah.
Not, well, that Sega's a game company now. They're not
but that's what I'm saying. Like, Tomb Raider could easily be snatched up and thrown in there.
I would
say. It would just be cool to have...
Sam Fisher could be in there.
It'd be cool to just have,
right?
Like... Well, there's a lot
Sam
of...
Sam Fisher would be awesome, actually.
He'd be a great one.
He'd be, like, their Solid Snake.
Yeah.
What about the guy from Condemned? That's only an Xbox game.
I don't think that they should go too many human players.
Well, they got to fill out a roster.
Sam Fisher,
yeah,
definitely.
That's a little... Yeah. Condemned's a little... back there, like people don't really remember that so much.
Even if they went into Windows, I would enjoy seeing something like that, like
what
some
mean, like
something
Windows?
Way school old school, like maybe the paperclip can fight.
The paperclip,
remember that paperclip that used to jump up on your screen?
The one from Microsoft.
yeah okay. I like the Microsoft Word paperclip,
like how they had the Watchmen, the Watch
Game
character.
And Watch for
Game
Nintendo
Watch,
yeah, I'd like to see the paperclip make an appearance.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Just thinking, all right,
but it's
Gears,
like, was going to play like Smash Brothers?
Yeah. Well, you know, the PlayStation 1 doesn't play exactly like Smash Brothers. It plays a little more realistic. You could have fun with it. I don't know. I'm not a game developer.
I just had one. I lost it.
Well, we got Master. I mean, of course, we got Master Chief. You could throw even two of the Gears on there at this point. You could probably throw Cortana.
Oh, that's like your biggest franchise for Xbox.
Yeah, but you know. I mean, like, Pokemon's one of the biggest...
And they're all on Smash
Bros.
They're all, at some point, on Smash Bros. The little Pokeballs you throw.
I mean, you can make an appearance, like, maybe Marcus has a thing where Cole jumps out, snipes at you.
I would like to see... I just want Cole to be a playable character.
Yeah, I would rather Cole than Marcus at this point.
Well, he's awesome. Him and Ben are cooler than Dom and Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I like this game so much, like, because, in general, I
played it. Or Grub Hole opened, maybe he can open up a Grub Hole while fighting.
Was it
you have to be General Ram or something.
Yeah,
burst through the
that
ground.
Might be fun. I mean, like, I think that Xbox, it would be a lot of fun to see that happen. I would love it.
What about, like, Frank West or something from, what do you call it? From Dead Rising.
Oh, that, is that an Xbox exclusive?
That's an Xbox.
Oh, I don't want to see that guy or the get guys, any more screen time.
The guys from Left 4 Dead? You got four.
Is that Xbox exclusive?
That's an exclusive.
Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, okay, well, here's something.
They would definitely have to throw in maybe an army guy at one point. Soap McTavish, maybe.
No, you got
to have to. They
here's
have
the army guys covered with
here's
your
Cortana, here's, of course. Would
Cortana.
Could get thrown
here's
in
a
there.
Dumb stretch, but
she would have to be a bonus.
MLB 2K is an Xbox exclusive.
I don't know about that.
Like Derek Jeter in there, bro. Just like throwing fastballs. Just pegging people.
I'm pretty sure he's owned by people other than Microsoft.
No. I think that would be the most surreal game ever. Where, like, yeah, there's Marcus and Master Chief and Derek Jeter.
No, but can you imagine like playing Smash Brothers, right? Smash Brothers. Yeah. That's you know, it's
Smash
Australian.
Brothers.
No, Smash Brothers, right? You're playing, you know, your Pikachu, your fucking Link, you're all these players, and then you're just like, wow, Bo Jackson's in it. He knows. He knows Nintendo, bro, and he's fucking whooping that ass.
Bo knows Nintendo.
It's like Devil May Cry. Is that an Xbox only, or is that
no? That's a multi-platform.
Because that one I heard is.
But I'm saying those are up for grabs. Those are up for grabs at this point. You know, you could pull in multi-platform people. If they don't make appearances in other games, I don't see why not.
What about Bayonetta? Was that a?
It was.
Well, so fuck it. Just
high
go,
enough,
go get the Toxic Avenger. He's from Trauma. Like he's a free agent.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake could be in there. The guy.
He just hits you with his flashlight.
I guess the guy could technically be in there from Grand Theft Auto, even though he's a, you know.
Ooh, I got one. I got a good one.
What do we got?
Super Meat Boy.
That guy. And Band-Aid Girl.
Everyone's favorite character.
Fetus.
Instantly.
I heard Super Fetus. Meat Boy might be making an appearance on PlayStation All-Stars. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah. So he might be snatched up.
No, well, they definitely need that game. That game is one of the best games I've ever played. It's simple. It was like, it's like a 16-bit platform.
We do this every week. So, more importantly, he's a lovable, adorable, ground beef of a man.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe throw in, I forget the guy's name, so I'm just going to go with another character. I'm going to cop out Tab from Jet Side Grind Radio.
Jet Radio?
Yeah, what's the main guy? Beat. Yeah.
I think I originally played that on Sega Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, and now it's on Xbox.
It's on all the systems, I think, right?
I don't know. I downloaded it for Xbox.
That's a fucking awesome game, though. I do like that.
Yeah, I'd like to see Beat thrown in there.
But that Beat.
Beat showed up. You know what? Nintendo might own Beat. Didn't he show up on the tennis game, the Mario Tennis, or some kind of All Star Tennis game?
Yeah.
Was it? I was playing it with you. I only play the tennis games with you.
That wasn't Beat.
Was it the PlayStation?
Oh, you're right. It was Beat.
Yeah, Beat and Gum.
It was like Sega, but it was a Sega thing.
Yeah, it was a Sega thing. Okay, so then I guess they are up for grabs.
They gotta be at this point. And like Rare games, now that Microsoft owns Rare, there's no point in not putting Rare characters in there. Like I said, Joanna Dark. You could put Banjo-Kazooie. Didn't they make an Xbox game of that?
I think that's Nintendo exclusive.
No, they made an Xbox one.
They never made an Xbox one, did they?
Or they were talking about it because they own the character.
They own Rareware?
They own Rare.
Yeah.
So that's where.
And I guess with the...
Oh, then Joanna Dark. There you go.
Yeah, that's the awesomeness of Perfect Dark comes the responsibility of Banjo-Kazooie.
The awesomeness of Perfect Dark?
That game was awesome.
Nobody remembers the game.
I remember the
game. That
game
was a lot of fun. The first one?
Mm-hmm. It's easy to remember after it's brought up, but you never just pull that one out of your head.
And I bring it up because I remember it.
Just put in like the THQ people, too. Just put in like Evil Dead and Triple H and just like all the THQ
guys. From Unreal Tournament, maybe.
Well, that's just isn't Unreal the same engine as Gears? Like, didn't that company just move? Was like working on that.
Yep,
Unreal Engine's been
around
forever.
Right,
probably the biggest engine out there.
I didn't. It was funny. I didn't really like Unreal, but I fucking love Gears of War.
I liked Unreal.
Never a fan of
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
back in the day.
I mean. Does anyone else have a glimpse into the future? I pretty much exhausted it, and I got you guys all excited and heated about it, and. I don't think you were thinking of one.
I'm like, when you got an Xbox Smash Brothers series, that's very exciting.
I know.
Oh, I got one.
Hmm.
A cross-platform Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, winner-takes-all Battle Royale.
No, fuck you. That was mine last week.
Building on the same fucking thing.
That you don't have to pay for. That'll build on both of ours.
Gives you a hand job. As Lara Croft.
Goes in the future. I've been waiting for it my whole life. As far as, like, I'm a big wrestling video game fan, I would want an unrestricted amount of wrestlers in a ring at once, man. It'd be fucking great to have a like a real Royal Rumble or Battle Royale with like as many.
What's the highest you can
we
got
to be
at
six.
Six. At one point during the game Royal Rumble, you had 9 in a ring, but that was the most. And actually, SmackDown was it Raw or SmackDown? Or no, SmackDown like 2 or 4 or whatever had 8. But then they were like, oh, well, we want to get the guys looking better, so we're going to have restricted to 6. But I'm
within the next console generation, we have to be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
Maybe not unlimited, but get it up to 15.
That would be – and, yo, you would have some for real like for real Survivor Series matches.
I'd like to see the crowd work a little better.
Because they have it so good now. You guys stopped playing the WWE games a lot, but remember how like long we would go and try to make our characters – like not like our characters, but like the real wrestlers that weren't in the game anymore, like Rob Van Dam or Kurt Angle and shit?
ICP. I always on
phone. Well, they're not real wrestlers. Oh, they are wrestlers, but they're gay. But who cares? Like,
they're not gay. They were good wrestlers, yeah, and they came out with oddities.
Yeah, that was cool in 1998. As far as wrestling games goes, I was always like a fan of just the bigger the match, the better, right? And I've always been waiting, like, yo, come on, throw some more, you know, sprites on the fucking, you know, on the screen at once, and they just haven't done it. And the next
is sprites a term? I don't know.
Sprites, I thought was like character modules, or whatever. You know, like,
is that a term? Sprites.
Sprites is well, not in the sense.
Whatever. Characters about. On screen. Like.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
I'm trying to hang with you,
brother.
Sprites
is like 8-bit.
Yeah.
16-bit.
Yeah.
I'm using an old term for a new thing, but like, have more characters on the screen. It'd be great to have like a for real like because you play online right now in a battle in a Royal Rumble. There's only 6 people, and you can keep recycling whatever character you are. But how cool would it be if you like entered a battle royale where there's like 20 guys in a ring and like you're just like going mad over each other and just like you know throwing
it would be ape shit.
It would be, dude. I would play that so much more. Like,
could you join with your friends? Because I mean, like that's
of course, yeah.
You'd have to.
I had somebody complain about that in Gears, the free for all. Everyone's like, oh, you can't join with the party. But I immediately said
see, I get that. That is...
4 of us would join up and just decimate the other people.
What like, in wrestling game?
It'd become a numbers.
Well, no. But in Gears, we would all be like, all right, we're all Onyx Guard, and nobody shoot an Onyx Guard. Right,
but I get
that. I would cheat.
I get that, right? Like
everyone would.
That's lame. Like, okay, you're in Gears. It's a first person shooter, or not first, a third person shooter, and you're getting shot up. But in wrestling, as long as you kind of kept to your character, like let's say you did all 6 of us came in at once, but we were all old school NWO guys, like Hulk Hogan, the Outsiders, a 6-pack.
Do you think the
It'd
everyone
be
else would
cool if everyone kept their character like? And
but do you
fought.
Think everybody else would like figure it out? They'd be like, "Yeah, these guys are together. The NWO get them."
Well, seriously, like just how people go with clans. Like, if I was like NWO Giant Shock and you were NWO fucking whatever, and we all came in as NWO characters, they would get that, and they're all probably all 15 of the other guys would be like, "Fuck those NWO guys."
But you're talking about people who like challenges, like myself and you, who would like to go in there and be the heels. What about the douchebag? One guy comes in as Steve Austin, one guy comes in as a Rock, one guy comes in as old school '80s Hulk Hogan, and they really don't have an affiliation. They're just being dicks.
Okay, if you're in a battle royal and you don't have an affiliation, you're in a fucking serious disadvantage,
right?
Because you're getting thrown right the fuck out, no matter who you are.
Right?
It's a battle royal, and it'll be cool to have like just like a. You know, just a slew of people to participate in matches. Like,
all right, so your glimpse of the future is
Super Wrestling Game.
Yeah, because I always wanted
beefed up the wrestling game. Yeah.
I beefed the wrestling because I've always loved. I've actually gone away from wrestling, but it's still always in my heart. I always like have like a love for it. But the games I buy every year and they're always fun.
Now, who was it that made them that folded? Was it
what?
Who made the wrestling games? And just,
oh, THQ.
THQ, who
oh,
just folded.
Oh, oh,
but, so maybe whoever's handling it next.
Well, I just want to say, I was talking something and then I got interrupted. But THQ, they had a system. Remember we used to make our like the old school wrestlers?
Yeah.
They have a thing now where you could share online where I could just see the ratings and I could view the wrestler you made and I could download to my Xbox. So I don't have to take 3 hours to make a character. I could just look at yours real quick, download to my thing, and I have your character you made.
What I'm saying is when they go to the new developer, I don't know who bought them. Maybe they'll make some moves. I think that's a very realistic look into the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think mine was pretty realistic too. I can't see Xbox not jumping on board with this.
I think they'd be foolish not to at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, you all like all of us back in the day used to play we grew up in the golden age wrestling. Like we used to always play those games, and
we used to look up on the computer. They had boards and boards of people who said, you know, use shirt number 6
to go to the forums.
Gangrel, or like.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I would just love just a fully, immersed wrestling world, especially where you love the story thing, right? We could create our own story. And they have that in the universe, but it's a single player thing. I want to have our whole world of guys.
You want to make your own wrestling league.
Yes. That would be fun.
And we'd all play it over our own consoles, and it'd just be like, oh, I'm going to join online. I'm going to go fucking run into.
I haven't played a wrestling game in many, many years, mm-hmm. but I would pick up the sticks for this one.
If I knew you were all doing it. And sports games have made leaps and bounds in theirs, but sports entertainment is lacking.
You know what turned me off to wrestling games the worst was the Dreamcast.
Xbox.
No, the Dreamcast one. I think it was Dreamcast, where you could make your character and you actually did the backstage stuff.
No, that was Xbox.
That was still first Xbox. I'm confusing it with the arcade one that was on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
But you could walk backstage and somebody dropped a box of shit on your head and your rating went down.
All the time.
And I had a good high rating, and this is before live, where we would actually see.
Well, you didn't show up for 2 weeks, bro.
I went home early, dude, and my character was
decimated.
Oh,
we were knocking you silly. Yeah.
You were tipping boxes on Pete and beating him up backstage.
Spent the night killing my
rating.
For the
two.
I was a number one contender, and next thing I know, I come back, I'm a jobber.
I remember that was so fun where I remember right off the bat, I challenged Brock Lesnar. That was at the point where he was a champion. I was like, Brock, I challenge you to a title. And the animation was he didn't even answer me. It just it went to his animation where he didn't say anything, and then it was like, your turn's over. He declined. It's just oh, man, that is disrespectful. But, yeah, that was they never had that mode again in any of the games, but it was a lot of fun being in a universe together where you could.
I think it would work a lot better now with online.
Oh, it would be great if you could come online and you have to sign into password wise to my league or your league, whatever.
What would you say?
And we would have a show scheduled for 8 o'clock, whatever, and we'd play the show, and I could run in at any point in your match or anyone's match and fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be fucking great, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think that
I think you would have to earn the rundown, though, because I remember in the old school games we constantly ran in on.
No. But make it you can only do it once.
Yeah. All right.
Once a show.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And maybe if you have beef only.
Or you got to be heel to do it. Or the heel has to mess with you.
Or you have specific beef with them.
You have beef.
If you're a good guy, you could only run into a guy's match who mess with you. And if you're a heel, you could run into only one match. I think that would cure that right away. It wouldn't just be every match.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I'm really looking forward to the new seasons for the wrestling games. I don't know
if it's going to be exactly what you mentioned.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool.
It will be fun.
I got to get on the phone with WWE.
Hang on.
So, Max, you got one?
Well, in the future, I would like to see maybe the return of some old franchises that have...
Any particular one that you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch. Games that are still popular, but haven't gotten an update in a while. For example, Marvel...
Star Fox?
Star Fox, perfect example.
Battletoads,
I'd like to see a new Battletoads. Even Fighters, I wouldn't mind games from my past. Whoever
did Neon should do Battletoads.
Yeah, dude. And I wouldn't mind seeing a Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct was awesome.
I wouldn't mind seeing, Marvel Capcom. We still see Darkstalkers characters.
Oh, was Killer Instinct Rareware?
That was Rare, yes.
So,
but you
want to
see new Darkstalkers?
Xbox.
But they haven't used those characters since they were on Nintendo. They need to relaunch that series.
So I'm saying the Dan's Xbox game could have the Killer Instinct.
Orchid. You got to have Orchid.
Falgor.
Yeah.
Falgor was awesome. Jago.
Mm-hmm.
TJ combo.
I can still name all. Don't challenge me. Riptor. Cinder. Glacius.
Was Clay Fighters also
Rare? Actually, that might have been Rare. That might have been.
Clay Fighters is a pretty cool
game. What was the Primal Rage?
Primal Rage, I don't think that was.
Had the stiffest control. It was like a corpse.
That game was the worst. And me as a kid going, dinosaur fighting?
Yeah.
Monkeys farting?
The monkeys were always the best.
The one that burped at you.
Yeah.
They were farted.
Yeah.
They were the ones to go.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But I'm thinking
more reboots, right?
You pick up Marvel Capcom 3, you could still play as four Darkstalkers characters, but we haven't seen a Darkstalkers game in 15 years.
Captain Commando, I haven't seen.
I thought they recently...
Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando is what they did.
What about an F-Zero game?
Mega Man X game.
Wipeout, I haven't seen for a while, if you guys are thinking
I would love for them to do a Scott Pilgrim vs. the World Mega Man game, where it's that mm-hmm. true side-scroller platform game.
I'd be into
but
that.
But souped up, new graphics, HD, with great Anamana Gucci music, and just totally redone.
Embrace the retro. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm not a racing fan, but I was a big fan of the Jet Moto series since I brought it up earlier.
Jet Moto? I don't remember Jet Moto.
They were hovercrafts, pretty much. They were almost like jet ski hovercrafts, and it was pretty much owned by Mountain Dew. And they were just insane jumps and all sorts of cool shit.
Well, I'm thinking like fighting games in general. There's been so many fighting games that have just fallen through the cracks over the years. That I've had
Killer Instinct being one.
What about the one you played with Jay, where you turned into animals? That was a good one.
Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar.
They stopped making those.
Remember how much fun we had back in the day with Rival Schools?
Rival Schools. That's a Neo Geo game. That was an awesome game.
We played on PS.
Well, I mean, yeah. I can always name the two of my favorites to this day: Marvel Nemesis, which we'll never see another.
Because that game wasn't good. No matter what
great.
You say.
And Power Stone, I haven't seen for a while.
Power Stone, that was a fun.
That
one.
Was an original Dreamcast.
That was
game?
A Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was actually good though. You were in like a board you could fuck up.
But it was
up.
The same fucking thing as Marvel Nemesis.
Only it played better.
It did play a little better, and it was a little crisper. But it was, you know.
Marvel Nemesis played like
King of the Monsters. Mud. I'd like to see
King of the Monsters. That'd be a cool King with fully destructible environments.
Well, they have that. It was on PlayStation 2. That's one of my favorite games. I'm not talking about the Neo Geo one. They have.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they made.
It was great. You could decimate the entire town.
I love that stuff.
And you could grab, you know, telephone wires and whatever, whip people with them.
But
it was great.
The point is, I think there's a wealth of series that people would pick up on pure nostalgia.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to reboot. You know, like
Conquer.
You know, Conquer's had a reboot. That sucked.
That wasn't
a
reboot.
They never had a reboot. It
that
just was
a remake.
Was
a remake.
No, right. They just remade it with the multiplayer, but that was really before Xbox Live caught on.
Yeah.
So we were still doing LAN parties at that point.
All right,
yeah,
well,
true.
I got two more sections. I'm going to do a game in history.
Okay.
Or a history
this
of gaming.
This day in gaming history.
Yeah. I decided to start out with a character everybody knows, obviously.
Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin,
classic.
Beloved character.
Okay.
So anyway, he comes from the genus I don't know any dolphin.
He's a porpoise. And
I'm doing Mario. So just little known facts you might not know about Mario.
Okay.
He was named, first fact, fun fact, Mario was named after Nintendo America's landlord.
Their landlord, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Miyamoto.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Where the hell is Miyamoto living that his landlord was Mario?
He
it wasn't
just an Italian
actually name. Mario. It was just some dude named Mario.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. He was living in America.
Was he?
Yeah, North American Studios.
Do you know Mario's original
Nintendo
name?
America.
What?
Jumpman.
Jumpman.
These Japanese people are very literal.
yeah. He was originally a carpenter. In the Donkey Kong games, he was a carpenter. That's why he swings that hammer and you know, climbs the ladders and shit like that.
He never climbed a ladder.
In the Donkey Kong
game. Donkey Kong, right.
Right.
Not in the Nintendo, like, Super
Mario.
No, because
he's Jumpman also. He can jump. Dude. In the early promos of the Donkey Kong games, Mario was bald. He took off his hat, and he was just a bald dude.
All
right. I'm glad they gave him some hair.
Yeah.
Well, as a joke nowadays, his hair is a different color than his eyebrows.
Do you have
if anyone
to
noticed,
the
his hair
switched
brown.
Color palette on him?
What do you mean?
Back in the day, he was red suspenders, blue shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he's blue suspenders, red shirt.
Yeah, if you guys know any, just chime in.
That's what I'm
Do you
doing.
Know why they used the mustache and the overalls?
To make him more Italian.
No, it was something to do with the pixels.
Yeah, it was so pixelated that if the shirt was the same color and he was running, you couldn't see his arms.
Yeah,
and
they
you couldn't see his mouth properly without him looking like he had this gaping wide open mouth. So, yeah.
Mario's looking like he's ready to accept something.
That was all just art decisions that ended up becoming canon shaping.
Just
this
iconic.
All right,
yeah, exactly.
Here's a fun one. 1990 poll held by a marketing evaluation company said that kids recognize Mario more than they recognize Mickey Mouse.
Nowadays, yep. I've heard that before.
I haven't seen Mickey. What was the last thing Mickey Mouse was besides
he does,
the King? Was it the
are we talking
King
games?
Hearts. Yeah.
Epic Mickey?
I bought that for Dan. He never played it.
No, I didn't because my Wii was packed up at that point. I mean, you know, Disney World still goes on, and he does have a show called Mickey Mouse Clubhouse that I watch with my daughter.
Oh, my nephew likes that.
Mm-hmm. So he's still going on. I just got a breakdancing Mickey in my house yesterday for Easter.
Breakdancing Mickey?
Dude, it's insane. He's standing there, and all of a sudden he'll do a cartwheel, stand on his hands.
You talking about a toy?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He does a cartwheel, stand on his hands, and he's like, come on. And, I mean, then he
ha,
does
ha,
it.
Ha, come on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, then,
I like it better. He's like, come on.
Yeah, it's like it's more like that.
Come on, guys.
No, they tried to hip hop him up a little bit. Mario's been in over 100 games.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody name
nothing with Luigi
the original title before it was a Mario game of Mario 2?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
God.
Fuck.
I'm blanking on that one.
This is my little piece of gaming trivia. Doki Doki Panic.
Doki Doki Panic.
What a terrible name for a game, yo.
I knew it was something silly like that.
Very Japanese.
Did you know the idea of Mario riding a dinosaur came to Miyamoto 2 months after... I'm coming up with 2 months, but he said just a very short time after Mario 1, and that the Nintendo did not have the capability of one character jumping onto another and changing the set, so he had to wait till Super Nintendo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loved it. He loved the idea of him riding dinosaurs, and it just didn't have...
It would just switch the dinosaurs.
It just didn't have
that mechanic?
Yeah, nothing. So I thought that one was a cool one. Another one that I think is very interesting is PETA has an ongoing battle with Mario wearing animal skins. I didn't even know they cared.
Yeah, they cared about like the Tanuki suit.
The Tanuki Tanuki is specifically the big one that they care about.
Well, yeah, because it's basically a skinned raccoon.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the other raccoon? You pulled off his tails, and for people who don't know what the Tanuki is, it's a raccoon kind of dog that they have over in Japan, and it you would know it as the costume that lets you turn into a statue and also fly in the game.
That's one of the weirdest suits ever.
It was one of the most coveted suits too. The frog suit and that, they were crazy stingy with the Tanuki suit in Smash Bros. Super Mario Bros. 3, by the way.
I got one Brian will probably enjoy. Did you know that there were two porno parodies of Mario back in the 80s?
Was Ron Jeremy in either of them?
Probably in both.
Because he looks just like
They
Mark.
Were called the Super Hornio Brothers.
Okay.
And Nintendo promptly bought the rights to these movies so they could never make another one.
No, they should mass release
But you could just keep
them.
On doing it. I mean, couldn't you just keep on coming up with different ones?
Super Fellatio Brothers? Yeah. I guess so. Why not?
Yeah. Couldn't you just do that? Or maybe...
The
maybe
Mushroom Brothers.
Yeah.
And did you know that Bowser was originally not a turtle?
He was a turtle?
He was a dragon.
Lizard. A lizard.
He's a dragon.
He was originally an ox. If you look at the
an
old
ox,
I would
thank
like
God
that.
He's not an ox every day.
I
would
like that.
No, I wouldn't have liked that at all.
Yeah, that was originally back in his early designs.
All right, so that's a nice little history of Mario.
Oh yeah, I love this history stuff.
Yeah.
Like, did you know that all the Koopalings, you know Bowser's kids, all named after musical figures?
Like, we make Beethoven.
Oh, Ray, me.
Yeah, Ludwig von Koopa.
Like,
I could have got that one. Yeah.
Iggy Koopa looks strange.
Iggy Pop?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lemmy Koopa.
Like Motorhead?
Lemmy Kilmeister. Yeah. Roy Koopa was Roy Orbison. I'm blanking on the others. Wendy O. Koopa was Wendy O. Williams.
Who the hell is that?
Punk rocker in the 80s.
All right.
Oh, I know her as a large black woman who always keeps her mouth.
Yeah,
no, that's Wendy Williams. There was a Wendy O. Williams who was more famous for smashing shit and blowing up cars and showing her tits.
Yeah.
Music history.
There's a Zombie Cooper for Rob Zombie.
Marilyn Cooper.
Marilyn Cooper.
Most sacrilegious of all.
Lady Coop Coop. Coop. Is in the new one.
Lady Coop Coop.
Coop de Ka, which is Metallica.
Coop. Coop. Ah.
Coopy Perry.
Coopy Perry. The Lizard King was obviously Jim Morrison.
You didn't have to fight him. He was just on peyote.
His level made no sense and was very long.
All right.
This guy, I'm the Lizard King.
All right, so I had fun with the history. I guess we're going to dig into the closet, right?
Wait, I think next year, next episode, we should do the history of maybe Link. Go into that?
I'll do Zelda.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Loaded up with Zelda knowledge.
Actually, I'll let Berg handle that.
I'm a Zelda scholar. I'll handle that.
I'll let Max handle that.
I'm pretty good with Zelda. We should do like Mega Man and all those like big franchises.
Yeah,
that'd
be
fun.
I'm into it. That's why I decided to kick it off
with Mario. I'll do a little, I guess like a caption, like the more you know, like do-do-new-new.
Right,
like.
Yeah, these are all discussions we should have after the show, but that's okay. We can have it into the mic. I understand. We're excited about it.
I'm really excited about it. I got, you know, I'm all excited.
No, this is a good feature. I like this.
Mm-hmm. It's good that we don't have a glass table because I can see your boner.
That's because I'm laying it on top of the table.
Okay.
Good blood flow.
All right.
I'm
old
proud
school,
of that.
Old school games. Let's jump into the closet. This is Ace Squad coming out of the closet. We reach deep into the closet and pull out an old school game. I'll go first.
Hit it.
Green Dog.
Green Dog.
You have to explain what Green Dog's about.
I know. I was disappointed that neither of you guys played that.
I don't think.
What system first was
Genesis. You are a surfer And it was interesting because it's the first game I played, well, to this date, really, with a character with no face. He's got no... That's just the animation style. Nobody had a face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a round, almost. It almost looked like the Oblongs, like the father from the Oblongs, but with no face. You were a surfer. You surfed every wave around, and all of a sudden you wiped out one day. You hit the ocean floor. You grabbed an amulet wrapped around your neck, and this pretty hot woman in game standards.
For an 8-bit.
She had a lot
well,
of bits.
16, it was Genesis.
She had a lot of pixels going on.
She was 16-bit.
Right. She was 16-bit, but she was a number 10. So she shows up and lets you know that you are wearing a cursed Aztec amulet that will not let you surf anymore.
No?
No, I know, dude. And you're super bummed out. But it's
like,
the ultimate...
Kelly Slater?
Yeah, it's the ultimate slacker game. Your weapon was a frisbee that you throw at people. But more importantly...
Did you have to smoke a blunt before you played this game? Like,
you didn't have to, I don't think.
Health.
Yeah. It's in the instruction manual, but... Anyway, more importantly, each board was pretty unique. Like, it didn't run out. Like, they had a skating board, a la The Simpsons, if you remember The Simpsons had those games.
Well, I mean, like a skating board?
Yeah.
I remember Bart was on a skateboard.
No, but remember in The Simpsons game, they had, like, a board, like, maybe the second level or third level that was dedicated solely to Bart on his...
Well, most of The Simpsons games I remember was either Krusty's, like, whatever.
Or Bart's Dream World, right?
Bart's Dream World. Oh, my God. That was hard. The only one you couldn't beat was the one where it was, like, Maggie's Temple. We had, like, you had to memorize.
That one was rough. Eventually, that's another game where eventually the papers would just start flowing down the street.
Oh, that was annoying. We had to...
You'd be like, where the fuck is the paper?
The only one I couldn't beat was the second Maggie's Temple. I was able to get all of them but that one.
I mean, some of them were chumpy levels, like the amoeba board you could always beat.
Where you released a swimming and you blew up.
Yeah, those were always easy.
That was challenging still.
It's still challenging. But Green Dog, I just like, again, it was an interesting story. I haven't seen him for a while. Hopefully he shows up on the Xbox fighter that's coming out.
I googled some pictures here. It looks like a Pitfall game.
Yeah, it was a side-scroller, but...
Swinging from vines.
Yeah.
Riding on birds.
But like I said, they broke it up. Like, you'd have that, and then you'd have to fly in your little Green Dog helicopter, which was like, you had to pedal it yourself. It was weird. But it was a whole level in itself. And then the skating level had a whole different mechanic, so it really broke up the game.
That sounds cool. That was a good era of that kind of thing with the like
where the games didn't have to make like a shit ton of sense.
No, you had your skating board, your surfing board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your skater dies and your
skater die. That's how fucking for real was.
They were for real back then.
Well, it was fun. It was a fun little throwback to remember that. I remember that and I thought of other games that might have been more beloved, but I love that game.
All right, so
you want me to go with one?
Yes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. All right. Two came to mind this week. I'll go with this one because I was thinking about Fable and how I'm never going to beat that last one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with it. But there are games from the past that I wish I had beaten that I never did. So I'm going not that far back. I'm going to the GameCube. This game came out in 03, Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
Eternal Darkness.
I kind of remember that.
This was GameCube survival horror game, which dealt heavily in like Lovecraftian Cthulhu mythology.
Okay.
These ancient dark gods. And basically, you're this woman who's trying to figure out what's going on in this mansion. And the more of you discover, essentially, I don't remember what they call it, but it's essentially the Necronomicon. And as you're reading it, you zip back into past lives of different characters, and you get to see what happened to them when they encountered this book.
I would watch a movie of that.
Now, here was the cool part. What made this game different was the sanity effects, which is you had a sanity meter, which was how long you're exposed to monsters, how long you're standing around, how long you're in the dark, all affect your sanity meter, and it starts to fuck with your game in a very Metal Gear-ish kind of way. Mm-hmm. So you'll be walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden, you'll walk into a room, and you'll be standing on the ceiling. Or your character will start glitching out. Or the worst was a little volume bar would appear on your screen and turn off all the sound. And it actually did seem like the game was breaking. Like, yeah. The worst was it would go to the blue screen where it said, like, error. Like,
oh, my God,
and if
really?
You didn't
try to fake you out like that?
They would try to fake you out. And if you didn't, you know, and then they had the basic stuff, the sound effects. You'd
Metal
hear,
Gear
like,
did that,
people
too, yeah.
Whispering or knives being sharpened, like, in the distance, the crazier
this
you
was on, what's this thing again?
This is a GameCube game.
Really?
Yeah.
GameCube was dark like that?
This was the first independent survival horror game that they put out there. It was a third
party
game.
Well, if you remember, Resident Evil came out on GameCube first.
This is before...
No, Resident Evil was initially a PlayStation game.
No, but when they went up... They had Resident Evil 4 first.
They had Resident Evil 4 first and the two and the remake of number 1,
right,
which was phenomenal.
But at that point, Resident Evil wasn't like scary like it was.
It was scary for a Nintendo
PlayStation
game.
was like that first Resident Evil, it was like a legitimate horror movie. Because I still remember to this day.
Four was scary as shit when that.
Four was an action.
They were more actiony and goofy. Remember the main bad guy was.
Play?
The,
Chainsaw Dude shows up? You don't remember Chainsaw Dude shows up?
Play
the first
Resident Evil 1 remake on GameCube.
I
guarantee you.
I played it.
That's the scariest game there was at the time. They introduced Lisa Trevor, the super fucked up chick who wore people's faces on her body that you ripped off of people.
I mean,
you couldn't kill.
Yeah, it was rough. But I mean,
unloaded a full magnum on that bitch.
I got shook when that bell tolled in Resident Evil 4, and all the townspeople started coming at you.
To me, that was more action.
It was a little more heart.
That
pumping.
Was definitely it was more action based.
Yeah.
It lost a lot of the survival part of it.
Yeah, because you always had ammo.
Yeah.
Shoot your way out of any situation.
That
no
first game, though, I remember being like, I was 95, so I had to be like 13. And I remember being kind of like shook in my room when that first zombie turned around and like it looked at me and it went after you. And you was like,
the problem was, I lived in an attic. And when most people talk about an attic room,
like most kids,
they don't mean attic
I lived
room
under
like
the stairs
I meant.
Like Harry
like
Potter.
Like Harry Potter.
Or the kids under the people on the stairs.
I go with Harry Potter.
Yeah, they don't mean an attic like I mean an attic. I lived, my room was full rafters, insulation, nails poking out.
You had like Pink Panther logos, right? Looking
yeah,
at
Pink
you.
Panther, Pink Panther constantly showed up my shit. And so I was playing probably around 1 o'clock in the morning when that zombie turned to me the first time in my attic.
As iconic moments go in video game history, I think that's got to be in my top 10 somewhere.
Well, then cannot recommend enough. If anybody has a GameCube, I don't think anyone does, but Eternal Darkness.
Can you play it on Wii?
I don't know if...
it might be downloadable.
It might be.
Is it, by the way, is Wii backwards compatible?
The Wii
I've
U?
Never tried it.
I think it is.
Not the Wii U.
I don't know for sure. But for
Wii accepts... I don't want to say that.
I've never done it. I never put it. Because if you remember, like the Wii is
fairly
full
sure they do.
Discs.
The fact that...
I'll try it when I get home.
The fact... No, I think it is. I don't know.
I'm fairly sure it is.
Because the GameCube was mini discs.
Yeah, I know.
But
that was
sure
the coolest part about that.
You could still use a cool. GameCube controller in there, so it might be.
I'm fairly sure you can stick a mini disc in there. Oh, at this point, I'm not afraid of breaking my Wii, so I'll just stick it in there.
The sanity effects I was talking about set this game apart, and I never had time to finish it. And next thing you know, GameCube was gone, and I kind of regret it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely want to go pick it up now that you mentioned it. Like, yeah, in such good regard.
It was cool. You know me and survival horror. We get along well.
Well, me and Pete used to go way back with that shit, man. That was a lot of fun nights.
I remember 24 that. I remember
hour
Resident
Evil
coming
Evil
out.
Marathon.
Yeah. That. So what do you got, Giant Jack?
All right, yo. I'm gonna I know you guys have a lot of siblings. I didn't, so I grew up a little bit of a spoiled rich kid. I had a Sega CD, and a lot of people didn't. I'm gonna bring up another Sega CD game this week.
Okay.
It was called Ground Zero Texas.
I played this game
at
a buddy's house who was also a spoiled only child.
Never even heard of it.
And it was, again, it had a place in my heart because it had that CD-ROM shit, and it was like people literally talking to you. And the point of the game, just like Night Trap, was that you had like 8 different screens, and it was like kind of like Lethal Enforcers where you had to shoot the
It was a static alien. Shooter, right?
Yeah, it was aliens were coming into your town, right? But they looked like humans, and every time you went to a different part of town, they'd all be like walking, but there'd be like some little insignificant thing that like you'd be able to tell which one
they
was alien,
tell.
Right?
Right.
But before it all went down, right, you had to make the choice of who you had to shoot. So like, I see a whole bunch of people walking around, and then like they'd all stop. And they look at me, and you had to make that split decision, like, who am I trusting here?
Shoot that dude, yeah. Because this was FMV, right?
Shit, dude, we're talking, like, 1994. Like,
if it was Sega CD, it probably was.
It's
full motion
video. And... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a designer. That was, like, a
game
type?
No, FMV full motion video, meaning actors.
Yes, yes. Complete real actors. It was a CD-ROM graphic, and it was first-person shooter play. And like they made you come down to a lot of decisions on who you trusted, because there'd be people pleading to you, like, please, you got to trust me. You have to come here. Don't shoot me, right? But they could be the alien, right? And you had to take tells.
What would a tell be?
A tell would be like a person would drink a cup of water. An alien would never do that because it just doesn't drink water.
Yeah,
right?
But would you just be like, so, you're not drinking water?
No, but it's not like. But I'm saying like that's not like everyone was just drinking cups of water. It's like,
so you'd see one person and then you'd trust
the person be pleading with you, right? But like let's say you came in, it was in a bar, the guy was having a drink of beer, and he'd be like, you know, he'd take a sip of beer and be like, yo, you gotta believe me, man. I'm not the alien, right?
Then you would believe him.
And then be like, okay, that or another little thing, like maybe it was like pacing back and forth a little bit, like a person.
Did they let you know the tells to look for, or did you have to figure them out?
No, there was almost no instructions.
It wouldn't be all Invader Zimish, uh-huh. Like, please spare me. Destroy all humans!
Yeah. They smell like meat!
Yeah. I am but a simple, pitiful human earth worm baby.
Child too cute! yeah, man, but you had like
pig at you.
And the more and more you fucked up, you had about I think it was about five screens. The more and more you fucked up, the less and less you saw out of your cameras, right? So the less and less you could tell what was going on.
What were they poking you in the eye?
It was just the way the game worked. It was like you didn't have a life bar. You the less and less you feel, the more and more you fucked up, you couldn't see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that really affected you because you couldn't see little things that would tell you that, oh man, that's a fucking alien. And it was kind of like, obviously it wouldn't probably translate to nowadays, but back in 1994, man, I couldn't get enough of that game. It was my favorite game, and I loved it.
Well, considering it's full motion video, we just don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm talking Rich Kids Corner now, and we had Sega CD, and that's why I'm bringing up all these games. I'm not looking for obscure games now. I'm looking for these systems that no one had.
I would normally bust on you for the Rich Kid Syndrome, but considering you sold me every system you ever had after the fact,
yeah.
When mm-hmm. you were done with them.
That's a Rich Kid trickle-down syndrome.
And it wasn't being a dick. I was like, it is $40. You can take my PS.
You want a Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got to play it forward, bro. You know, when you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Pete actually, like... I'm sorry. Me and Max Barracuda here, we actually play that Dreamcast to death. We would play that all the time together.
Marvel Capcom 2.
Oh, my. Oh, no, every day.
No, I was an arcade kid. I didn't have shit.
Arcades cost more, realistically.
Yeah, I know, but us poor people don't think that way. Yeah, that's why we're poor.
Well, that's why I hung out with the rich kids.
Yeah, man. So that was my game. Was it a? Oh my god,
Texas
Ground Zero, Texas.
Okay,
Sega CD, man.
Game was a big deal back then.
It sounds fun. I'm gonna look it up.
If you could look, it would actually be kind of a fucking trip to look up some of the, YouTube videos. Maybe they have it. It would be pretty. It'd be a trip.
I do it all the time. I get drunk and look up my old games, the YouTube video.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Definitely, yeah. If you have a chance to actually play it, man, just as out of pure just nostalgia, play that game. It's so 1994. Like, it's ridiculous.
Nice. All right, so that about wraps it up for this week. Mm-hmm. We got a couple cool new sections out.
We did it.
This is the beta testing. Oh, beta.
Yeah, this is
a video
nice.
Game word.
This was nice.
Mm-hmm.
A-Squad 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so I guess that about wraps it up. That's something we
gotta come
to
with
do.
A better
so wait, know,
quality. Like, have a played
I know.
Forward.
I know.
Something, I don't know.
What's
play,
your
play forward?
What's your sign off normally?
I don't have one.
Sign off is like, Brian, play the song.
I'm just like, yeah, I get
That's
embarrassed
actually not
enough.
Bad.
I get embarrassed enough and I'm just like, fuck it, just play us out.
Say game over.
Fuck it, just play us out.